time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167. We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473, 209-9473.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
The start of October can only mean one thing on the Cigar Dave Show, and that is the start of Cigar Oktoberfest. The entire month of October, we'll be celebrating brewskis. We'll be celebrating beer in conjunction with fantastic cigars. Because let's face it, when it comes to alpha male pleasure maneuvers, one of the important elements are spirits and beers. And so we will be the entire month sampling numerous beers for Cigar Oktoberfest and having great guests that will join us, including today Larry Bell, the founder of Bell's Brewing up in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I think there was a song, I Got a Gal in Kalamazoo. They ought to change that. I Got a Harem in Kalamazoo, although I have not been to Kalamazoo. So before I make that statement, maybe I ought to go there and see how the dames look before I make that truculent statement. All right, Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Never before has that statement been more important than these past few weeks, and I will say all of history. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure, as always. Your global five-star general, your commanding officer, Alpha Male and Chief Front and Center from Command Center Alpha in the Cigar City of Tampa. As I mentioned, we'll be celebrating Cigar Oktoberfest the entire month for our National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony. I have selected a special beer to enjoy to kick off Cigar Oktoberfest. Got to have something that is authentic, so we will have a fine Oktoberfest beer from Deutschland, from Germany, where Oktoberfest began. And Oktoberfest, the world's largest beer festival, held annually in München, Munich, Bavaria. It is a 16 to 18-day folk festival running from mid to late September to the first weekend in October. Now, I know what you're saying. Wait a minute, General. Oktoberfest is ending this week. Why would you start Cigar Oktoberfest when it's ending in Germany? Well, there's a reason we defeated Germany in WW1 and WW2, because they're schmucks. Because why would you call Oktoberfest Oktoberfest if you're celebrating it in September? In that case, it should be called Septemberfest. Therefore, it is Oktoberfest. We celebrate it in its rightful month, and that is the month of October. So we'll be talking more about Oktoberfest, more about the history, but loads and loads of beer. In fact, 66,000 barrels on average are served in Oktoberfest. There's food, amusement rides, games. It's like a giant state fair, essentially, in München. And we will celebrate Cigar Oktoberfest the entire month. But first, It is imperative that we discuss the war on men. We need to make sure our battle fatigues are on. We need to make sure that we have our proper military gear on, because the enemy fire is coming at us fast and furious. And nowhere do we have to find the war on men in the last few weeks when we have seen the attacks on Judge Brett Kavanaugh. We have seen the feminists and the Democrats and women all over the country. We believe her. Never mind if they even get the facts of the story. We believe her. That's like saying Ted Bundy, mass murderer. That's like saying Charles Manson, another mass murderer. We believe him. We believe he's innocent. We believe him, or we believe he's innocent, before we even know the facts. I mean, this is like women saying, or men would be saying, I believe Ted Bundy is innocent. He is innocent. Never mind about looking at the facts. Never mind about looking at the case. In this country, we have a justice system that you are presumed innocent until proven guilty. That's what makes us different than other countries around the world, especially dictatorships. The former Soviet Union, look at China. All they have to do is say, yep, you're guilty, you're going in the clink. Or in the former Soviet Union, you're guilty, you're going to Siberia for 40 years of hard labor. It doesn't work that way, where all of a sudden, if you don't like someone or like something, you say, yep, he's guilty, put him in Leavenworth and throw away the key. What has happened, this hashtag MeToo movement has gone and transcended into hashtag EveryManIsNowGuiltyToo movement. And what we saw over the last week, 10 days, going on with the Senate Judiciary Committee, especially the Democrats going after Kavanaugh, and I don't want to make this political, but the fact of the matter is, it has become political. It has transcended now, the feminist movement, into politics, into unabated attacks on men, into this nonsensical term, toxic masculinity. Every way we look, as alpha males, as men, as boys, we are all under attack by a relatively small percentage of women in this country, the feminists. And what we've witnessed this week, where people stomping up and down and crying and marching and walking into restaurants and elevators, look at me when I'm talking, look at me, I suffered, I was sexually abused. Well, my answer is, I feel badly that you were. But this has no, your case has no bearing on what we are discussing. Just because you were sexually abused, or you were in some way, shape, or form attacked, that doesn't mean that every man is guilty. We must look at it at a case-by-case basis. Now, as you know, I'm the foremost authority on alpha male pleasure maneuvers, and of course, as the alpha male in chief, I make sure that our voices, our collective alpha male voices, are heard. I stand up for men. I stand up for males. And what I've seen the last couple of weeks is just ludicrous. People, women have lost their minds. Even men. I'm seeing the results of the feminist movement on these wussified, nadless boys and men. Boys that start off as wussified boys and become wussified adult men. And we're seeing them jumping up and down and rallying, and we must believe her, and this is a tragedy, we must believe her. Why do we have to believe someone? Let us look at the evidence. And the evidence that has been presented, and my feeling was, and I stated this, I think, last week or the week before, let's hear what Christine Blasey Ford has to say. She's making this accusation? Great. She also stated that she had witnesses. Let's hear what they had to say. By the same token, Brett Kavanaugh has the right to defend himself, to stand up for himself, to refute the charges or the allegations being made against him. And it's very simple. The fact is that the four people that Christine Blasey Ford, or Blasey Ford, however you want to talk.
Let me talk like Christine Blasey Ford. I have four witnesses, but maybe they forgot they were there.
The four witnesses all said no. We don't remember Brett Kavanaugh. We weren't at this party. Did not happen. But that's not good enough for the feminists. Not good enough for the Democrats. Because this isn't just about toxic masculinity, that nonsensical statement. This isn't just about the fact that they want to go after Kavanaugh. This is about they disagree with the fact that President Trump has the right to nominate the Supreme Court selection of his choice, and the Senate, the Republican-controlled Senate, can go ahead and approve, provide their consent, and vote on allowing Kavanaugh to become a Supreme Court justice. They don't want the court tilt to shift, period. That's what it boils down to. But what we're seeing now is an unabated, outrageous attack on men. When the feminist movement began 50 years ago, what did they say? The first thing they said is, we don't need a man. We don't need a man. We want equal rights. Now, granted, here we are 50 years later. Can anyone really say that women are being discriminated against? Let's look at the empirical evidence. The majority of college graduates are women. The majority of graduates in post-undergraduate degrees, master's degrees, PhDs, doctoral degrees, attorneys, lawyers, are women. Women today can own companies, become CEOs. There's no limit on what they can achieve. Nobody's keeping them down. Nobody's saying you have to stay around in the white picket fence in the house. You can't leave the house. Nobody's saying that. There are more opportunities for women today in the broadcasting industry, in which I'm involved. I will tell you there are more women today that are running radio and television stations and in major executive positions than ever before, probably more than men. I mean, there are two major broadcast companies that I can think of, two of which broadcast companies, Beasley Broadcasting and Cumulus Media. We have affiliates on both of those groups, both run by women. CEOs are women. No problem. Nobody's saying, oh, we have to put a limit on how many women can serve as CEOs. Nobody says that. Nobody says, I'm not going to vote for a woman because she's a woman. Nobody says, I'm not going to go see that physician or go to that attorney because she's a woman. It's nonsense. It is complete, utter, ridiculous nonsense. Women today are in the best position they've ever been in. There are no limits. There is no glass ceiling. That is nothing more than a fabricated term that the feminists need to continue their crusade, which is exactly what it is against men. So they've gone from, we don't need a man, to now we must castrate men. We must de-emasculate men. They've gone from, we want equal rights, to we want superior rights. And that's really what it boils down to today. I always get a kick out of especially feminists. They all are for, we want equal rights. We want to be treated the same. Yet you take a woman out, and I don't take ultra nutcase feminists. That I don't do. But I've got friends of mine that said, oh, yeah, I took this woman out. She proclaimed for the whole dinner. She was a radical feminist, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, why didn't you just end the date right there? He said, well, but when the check came, all of a sudden, they weren't feminists anymore. They wanted me to pick up the check. No more equal rights. No. I had to pick up the check, meaning they had to pick up the check. So what the feminist movement has gone from, we don't need a man, to basically, we must castrate men. We want equal rights, too. We want superior rights. And what they want to do is essentially now, they want to wussify and sissify every American male that is born, period. And every male, adult male. This has transcended. It has gone from an equal rights movement now into politics, into the justice system. And now all of a sudden, when you see these people that are jumping up and down and these protesters, there was a protester earlier this week in the Capitol, and she was wearing a t-shirt with the slogan, men are trash. Now, think about that for men are trash. That's a blanket statement. All men are trash. This is how radical, how ludicrous, how nuts they are. It is absurd. Can you imagine if a man said, all women are trashy whores? What would happen? Oh, this is outrageous. How can you do that? But when this woman wears a shirt that says men are trash, I'm sorry. That's nonsense. Men are trash. Nothing could be further from the truth. It is ridiculous, but this is how radical they've become. And the person that was wearing it, was a 22-year-old Georgetown Law School student. And, of course, all these other women are telling this person, oh, that's great, I love it, where can I get it? We believe Christine Ford. Never mind, if you're a law student, what's the first thing you ought to be looking? Hey, listen, everyone's innocent until proven guilty. You know, why don't we look at the facts first? But they are not interested in that in any way, shape, or form. Now, when we come back, and by the way, Bette Midler also had she came out with a tweet that I saw a couple of days ago that just floored me, trying to make a point about women in a very provocative way. And even women, this has backfired on her. And she said, I'm going to quote here. This is the tweet. Women are the N-word of the world. Raped, beaten, enslaved, married off, worked like dumb animals, denied education and inheritance, and during the pain and danger of childbirth and life in silence for thousands of years, they're the most disrespected creatures on earth. Really? Women are the most disrespected creatures on earth? I would say that's absolute nonsense. And by the way, the last time I looked, people that go to see her concerts, where she is raking in millions and millions every year, probably worth in excess of $40, $50 million, do you think women are the only ones that go to her concerts, that buy her CDs or attend her concerts? No, it's men too. This is just complete absurdity. When we come back, I will give you an example of Lindsey Graham. Now, here was a guy that was a total wussified beta. I mean, I've got to tell you, Lindsey Graham at the bottom of my list in terms of men and senators I respected. He was John McCain's lapdog. Went after Trump, just kind of a total wussy. But something has happened in Lindsey Graham, and I will share it with you when we continue. A war on men, the attack on men, shall not continue. And as your alpha male in chief, we will make sure it is defeated. I believe in equal rights for men. I believe in equal rights for women. Equal rights, not superior for one or the other. But this nonsense, this attack on men and on masculinity will not stand. We will put an end to it.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is an A.J. Fernandez sampler, including the Bellis Artist Toro. This Spanish box press beauty is decadent in flavor and aroma and will spoil your palate with notes of cream, white pepper, cinnamon, and orange peel. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
Continuing attacking the feminists that are attacking men. There's an absolute war on men. Me Too is hashtag Me Too has gone to hashtag Every Man is Guilty Too. Lindsey Graham. And by the way, when I see these protesters crying and screaming and just, you know, going crazy in the Capitol, I look at myself and say, you know, this is what happens. This is the product of a soft generation. This is what happens when you coddle kids, when you tell them they're great, when everybody gets a participation trophy, then they're entitled. And they think, they look at these senators and say, you have to vote the way I want. And they're like, this is a democracy. We are the majority. No, this is a constitutional republic. Apparently, they didn't learn that in grade school or high school. But one of these senators who has astonished me in this whole process, Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. Lindsey Graham was John McCain's bosom buddy. And basically, whatever John McCain did, that's what Lindsey Graham did. But something has happened. Something has transformed in Lindsey Graham. All of a sudden, he's discovered that he has nads. He looked down and said, I got balls. This is a soundbite from the Atlantic Festival earlier this week, talking about the Christine Blasey Ford and the Kavanaugh hearing, with editor Atlantic editor Jeffrey Goldberg as the moderator.
The bottom line is, I know what can happen to a woman who comes forward in a political environment. Dr. Ford, I thought, was treated respectfully by Ms. Mitchell. I'm glad she did it. She was boring. Boring's okay. So I've been a prosecutor most of my defense attorney and judge before I got in this business. For every woman that comes forward, God knows how many never say a word and take it to their grave. Sometimes people are accused of something they didn't do. So President Trump went through a factual rendition that I didn't particularly like, and I would tell him, knock it off. You're not helping. But it can be worse. You can actually kill somebody's cat and puncture their tires to get them to shut up. So, you know, what he said.
I don't even understand what that means.
Well, you don't remember Kathleen Willie and Juanita Broderick, so you don't. I do.
Well, I don't remember the thing about the cat. But what's the point?
Well,
the point is that Donald Trump could have said something even worse, so should be thankful.
The point is that we've come a long way. Come a long way since 1990.
All right, wait a minute.
Whether you like it or not, I really don't care. Here's the point. I have seen what happened to these women in 1998 that came forward. I don't like what the president said last night. I'm the first person to say, I want to hear from Dr. Ford. I thought she was handled respectfully. I thought Kavanaugh was treated like crap. Yeah, well, boo yourself. Here's what
I'm going to ask you to please be respectful of this conversation so we can have the conversation.
That's right. I have nothing. I really believe that Brett Kavanaugh is not a gang rapist, a sexual predator, or a stumbling, bumbling drunk.
Lindsey Graham, well, shut up yourself or boo yourself. I can't believe it. It's like he is a different man. He looked down, looked south, and said, geez, I got balls. Maybe I'm going to use them. He's starting to act like an alpha male, I tweeted out, I said, I've got newfound respect for Lindsey Graham, especially at the Kavanaugh hearing when he was rational, he was and made a clear statement on what the nonsense that was going on. Somebody had to call it out. So we are at a point now where all of a sudden men, this is very dangerous, a very dangerous slope, all of a sudden men are guilty until proven innocent. And let me tell you, this has backfired on the Democrats because I've talked to umpteen women saying, hey, my husband could get accused of this, my brother, my son, my nephew, friends, this is nonsense. And all of a sudden, when you've got rational women now, the majority of women saying, hey, this has now gone too far, and all of a sudden you're saying you're going to believe somebody without looking at the evidence, it's not going to sit very well. Democrats overplayed their hand. Alpha male, Lindsey Graham, who would have thought?
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
Gurkha has just launched three new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, all three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold. Three new cigars just launched.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy. It's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Well, Cigar Oktoberfest is officially underway. We celebrate cigars and we celebrate beer the entire month of October, thus Cigar Oktoberfest. So I wanted to select a beer to, kind of an authentic beer, from München, from Munich, the home of Oktoberfest, where it all began way, way back. And we'll get more into the history towards the end of the month when we do a full live beer tasting maneuver Cigar Oktoberfest edition of the Cigar Dave Show. But from München comes a product of Germany. It is the Hofbräu Oktoberfest Bier. Trying to be very German. Hofbräu Oktoberfest Bier. Everything they say, it just sounds like harsh. Good morning! Yeah! Auf Wiedersehen! Like, everything is very harsh. But the Hofbräu München, this is a Munich specialty, brewed according to the German purity laws. And there are various laws that we will get into. But this is a very nice Oktoberfest-style beer, 6.3% alcohol by volume that I will enjoy. But before we get to that, before I get to the brewski, we have to find a great cigar. And I need a cigar that will pair perfectly, and I have just the cigar that comes from the Cigar Dave September 2018 Officers Club. It is the Rocky Patel Vintage 2006 San Andreas. Now, included in the September selection was a Rocky Patel 15th Anniversary, a Rocky Patel Royale, a real gem, and the Rocky Patel Vintage 2006 San Andreas, first cigar produced in Rocky's boutique Nicaraguan factory called Tavecusa. It uses a very lovely, highly sought-after Mexican San Andreas wrapper. Has a sweet Connecticut broadleaf binder, rich Nicaraguan fillers. Together, they deliver a medium to full-bodied, spicy experience. More on the medium-bodied side, medium plus, but this will go beautifully with my Hofbräu Oktoberfest beer. Ja? Jawohl!
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Well, let's see. I've got a number of various cutters and accoutrements. I think I'm going to use my self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine. Now, this is a smaller one. This is almost got a little leather pouch. I can't remember where I got this, but that will do the job. In fact, this only will go to about a 56 ring gauge, so the bigger ring gauge size cigars will not work, but this will work beautifully. Nice little portable guillotine cutter.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, just like Oktoberfest dates back way, 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 way back, I will be, this is, actually goes back to right around the 1800s, early 1800s. They didn't have the SST-style butane lighters back then. So I'm going to use the oldest way to light cigars, or light anything for that matter, the old-fashioned match. A little match that I will use, but I've got the cigar matches. I actually got these over from the Davidoff Store Lounge here in the Cigar City of Tampa. They're about 3.5, 4 inches in length. Nice cedar strip. That's what I would use today to light my Rocky Patel Vintage 2006 San Andreas.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. All I needed was one shot. Now I'm going to light my match here. Houston, we have a problem. Oh, I know why. Helps if I didn't get the match soggy. That never works. It's not a good idea to get the match soggy. Here we go. There we go. Got that. Okay, now what I do is, with a cigar match, what you want to do is angle it down. Right around a 45-degree angle. That way the flame travels up. I will now post the foot of this beautiful Rocky Patel Vintage 2006 San Andreas. I love the Mexican San Andreas wrapper. Can't go wrong. All right, puff and rotate. Oh, yeah. Very nice. Okie dokie. Take a little blow on the foot of the cigar here. Just need one more touch-up. Nice flavor. Great draw. Outstanding. So, my Rocky Patel Vintage 2006 San Andreas is a beautiful cigar. I'll tell you, all the three cigars in the September 2018 Officers Club selection, fantastic. The Rocky Patel Royale, really a hidden gem. Just some nice, just rife with flavor complexity. Espresso and chocolate notes, and the Rocky Patel 15th Anniversary really is a robust masterpiece. So I know you will enjoy the Rocky Patel Officers Club selection for September. We've got some great cigars coming from A.J. Fernandez in October. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, go to CigarDave.com. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. And now, as we celebrate Cigar Oktoberfest, I've got the cigar component lit. Now I need the Oktoberfest component to go along with it.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go. Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Well, we all, listen, I'm happy to smoke two cigars. I mean, I'll light up three. Actually, you can run, Sergeant Steve, you can run that lighter two more times because I've got the 50th anniversary and I got the Rocky Patel Royale, so I can light all three. Believe me, no problem. But I've got my Hofbräu Oktoberfest beer. Now, this is where it all began, back in München, and this is a very nice looking bottle. I picked this up. There's a lot of beer, different beverage stores now that have huge selections of single bottles. Before, you'd have to buy the six-pack, the four-pack, whatever the case is. No longer. So this is an homage to the Weizen, which is the festival, the Oktoberfest festival. So when you think of Oktoberfest, what do you think of? You think of those big, robust German women showing their ample décolletage and racageal area. They're heifers. They're hefty, those women in German. And just like that, this Hofbräu Oktoberfestbier, a medium to full-bodied, bottom-fermented specialty beer. Got some nice hoppiness to it, so let me open this bad boy up nice and chilled. Here we go. Now, I also discovered the proper way, you want the foam to come up because you want some of that carbonization to release. Everybody thinks, oh, no, don't do it. Nope. You want to pour it right into that glass. Let that carbonation, because otherwise, if you don't, that giant foamy head and all that that gas, that'll get trapped in your stomach. You don't want that. So, actually, you want that nice foamy head. This has got nice aroma to it, definitely some hoppiness to it. A little yeastiness to it. All right. I will say a very nice, deep gold color to it. Say cheers on that. Still got that big foamy head on it, so here we go. Oh, yeah. Got a little bit of hoppiness to it. It's not a sweet beer. Let me just take another sip here. Yeah. Got a little bit of... just a little bit of sourness towards the back of the palate. Definitely hoppy, but not overly hoppy. I would say on the international bitterness units, this has got to be probably in the 25, 28 area. It's nice. Has that nice gold hue. Uses a light barley malt, a Munich malt. Very nice. And the hop varieties are Hercules, Pearl, Magnum, and Select. 6.3% alcohol by volume. It is available from mid-July until the end of September, right around the end of Oktoberfest in Germany. Take another sip. Very nice. And as I do, let me remind you that in the next hour, we have got Larry Bell from Bell's Brewing in Kalamazoo, Michigan, one of the incredibly successful craft brewers in the United States. Their beers are available in about, I think, 35, 40 states, pretty much the entire country. And I was able to find them without problem here in the cigar city of Tampa. So we'll be talking with Larry as we celebrate Cigar Oktoberfest. Now, when I come back, there are a couple of people that we have to pay tribute to that passed away. One, a major general in the U.S. Army, interesting story, and another man that we really need to pay homage to, and I'll tell you why. When the Cigar Dave Show continues front and center as we celebrate Cigar Oktoberfest.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
Cigar Dave Officers Club members receive fabulous cigars each and every month, and I am pleased to tell you for September 2018, no exception. I got together with Rocky Patel, and we created the Rocky Patel Acclaimed Cigar Sampler because all three cigars in the September 2018 selection are award-winning. Starting off with the Rocky Patel 15th anniversary, a robust masterpiece. Then you'll enjoy the Rocky Patel Vintage 2006 San Andreas, the first cigar produced in Rocky's boutique Nicaraguan factory with a very sought-after Mexican San Andrean wrapper. Finally, you'll enjoy the Rocky Patel Royale, a hidden gem. The Royale is rife with flavor and complexity. The September 2018 Officers Club selection featuring the Rocky Patel acclaimed cigar sampler. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club now. Go to CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat...
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. The General has determined that enemies of pleasure are hazardous to your happiness. For your protection and sanity, they've been vaporized.
This Hofbräu Oktoberfest beer, very delicious, cool and refreshing. I got half of my Rocky Patel Vintage 2006 San Andreas. Very nice combo. Nice pairing. And we'll be enjoying some great beers from Bell's Brewing in the next hour. Larry Bell, the founder of Bell's Brewing, a very well-known, highly regarded craft brewer in the United States, will be our guest as we celebrate Cigar Oktoberfest. And we've got some great interviews and guests lined up from the world of beer over the next 3-4 weeks. I want to pay tribute to two men. First of all, a very interesting story behind this next gentleman, Major General Sidney Shacknow, who survived 3 years in a Nazi concentration camp, deployed twice to the jungles of Vietnam. He was the top U.S. Army officer in Berlin at the end of the Cold War. And along the way, he became a legendary Special Forces officer, revered by many of the Green Berets, passed away in Southern Pines, South Carolina, earlier this week. Major General Shacknow was 83. Incredible legacy that I wanted to share with you. And when you look at a picture of General Shacknow, he looks like, if you look at the movie, and I'm trying to remember, there was a whole bunch of movies with Charles Bronson and Sergeant Steve. You can look this up while I talk about General Shacknow. But there were some movies, I think it with Charles Bronson and it was Globus Films, I remember, that produced those movies. And there was an actor that played one of the old generals, and he looked just like him. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if the character was based off General Shacknow. And I don't know if it was on Raid on Entebbe or what it was, or there was one of those movies where they're in Lebanon. See if you can look that up. But I can see the actor's name. He's got silver hair. Just really had this incredible look. And that's just General Shacknow. Came right out of Central Casting. I mean, the guy looked the part of being a Special Forces Green Beret general. Interesting story. General Shacknow was born in Lithuania in 1934, faced oppression in his homeland, found his calling in the U.S. Army when he immigrated to America in 1950. He enlisted in the military in 1955, served for more than 39 years, including 32 in the Special Forces area. Top posts included leadership of the JFK John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Center and School, the U.S. Army Special Forces Command at Fort Bragg, and the U.S. Army Berlin in Germany. He came up through the ranks from a private to major general, and even in his retirement, he remained committed to the Special Forces Regiment, serving in a variety of volunteer roles, number of boards, and provided guidance, counsel to commanders over the years. And survived by his wife, four daughters, and just a incredible, incredible story. He was 6 years old. He was among thousands of Jews held prisoner at the Kovno concentration camp near Kaunas, Lithuania. He lived in the concentration camp for more than 3 years before being liberated. And if you don't think that that had an effect on Major General Shacknow and obviously his views towards freedom and the mission of the U.S. Army, then think again. And just absolutely incredible. And he said, after he was finished with the concentration camp experience, he was very cynical about people. He didn't trust people. I thought there's a dark side to people. If you leave things to people, they'll probably screw things up. But clearly, as he volunteered, went into the Army, certainly things change. And what is incredible, after moving to the United States, moved to Massachusetts, dropped out of school to enlist in the Army despite hardly being able to speak English. So absolutely incredible story. So to Major General Sidney Shacknow, a snappy salute. Rest in peace, sir, and we thank you for your service. An incredible story. Now, on a lighter side, a legendary Italian playboy, Maurizio Zanfanti. I want to make sure I pronounce that correctly. Maurizio Zanfanti, dubbed the Romeo of Rimini, claimed to have slept with more than 6,000 women after becoming famous as a nightclub promoter in the Italian beach city in the 1970s. He was a legendary playboy, passed away at the age of 63. But as Ron Popeil would say, but wait, there's more. Now, how did Maurizio Zanfanti, playboy extraordinaire, slept with 6,000 women? How do you think he died? You want to take a guess? The way that every man would like to go, sleeping with a hot dame. He died while having sex with a 23-year-old tourist. And I've got to say to him, congratulations. Job well done, Maurizio. 6,000 dames, you go to the big bedroom in the sky while banging a 23-year-old, a woman 40 years younger. Bravo. Now, I'm clapping, but there's a story that I will get to about that, because I may very well have sparked some uncomfortable thoughts, and I could maybe have triggered a number of people, and I'll get to that momentarily. But Maurizio Zanfanti, he was entertaining, meaning he was shtupping, a young 23-year-old tourist from Romania in the back of a car Tuesday night when he suffered a fatal heart attack. The shock woman called paramedics, but Zanfanti could not be revived. They called him Italy's most successful lover. The Il Resto del Calino newspaper said Zanza died after doing what he did best. The mayor of Rimini said Italy has lost, and I quote, a legend of the night. He started his career at age 17 in 1972 while working for a nightclub called Blow Up, and his job was to chat with German and Scandinavian tourists, persuade them to come inside, and the rest, as they say, is history. And he claims to once have seduced a French journalist who was interviewing him. In his final interview with a German newspaper, he announced his retirement and said, at 59, I'm getting too old for it. But apparently at 63, he was not too old to shtup. And friends said that's exactly the way he would want to go while conducting horizontal fornication pleasure maneuvers. So rest in peace. A little different story than General Sidney Shack now, but rest in peace, Maurizio Zanfanti, 63, claims to have sex with 6,000 women. Mazel tov to him. Now, I told you about, I was clapping about Maurizio's endeavors. Well, if I went to Manchester University, I could be arrested. And the reason being, the Manchester University Student Union has banned clapping and cheering in favor of what they call jazz hands. Reps at the University of Manchester voted to replace noisy appreciation, you know, clapping like this, with the British Sign Language equivalent, a wave of both hands. Union officer Sarah Kahn said traditional clapping can cause issues for students with sensory issues, deafness, or autism. Under the new measures, the jazz hands clapping will be used at student events such as debates, panels, and talks. Ms. Kahn, the union's liberation and access officer, said clapping can discourage some from attending democratic events. And she said jazz hands encourage an environment of respect. And I'm quoting here, I think a lot of the time, even in parliamentary debates, I've seen that clapping, whooping, talking over each other, loud noises, encourages an atmosphere that is not as respectful as it could be. And they wanted to make their events more inclusive. Now, again, here we are in a college environment, and this is a perfect example. This is Exhibit A of the soft generation. Give them a safe space, because clapping can trigger people. We can't have that. Now, I understand when you're at a debate or other things, when I see people hollering and clapping, that's not appropriate. You need a moderator to say, there will be no applause, and to cut it. That I understand. But come on, for performances, for other speeches, clapping, cheering, now all of a sudden they're going to get triggered. This is exactly what I have stated. The current generation, they are soft. They need their safe spaces. This is what happens when everyone gets a participation trophy and everyone is a winner. It does not work. Our country has become soft. No ifs, ands, or buts. Hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show. We continue celebrating Cigar Oktoberfest. Larry Bell of Bell's Brewing in Kalamazoo joins us.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Not nearly as dramatic as the week before it, but the Senate today voted 50-48 to confirm Brett Kavanaugh.
Despite an outcome that was all but assured, the political rancor of the three-month confirmation process continued to the very end. New York Democrat Charles Schumer.
Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation is a low moment for the Senate, for the court, for the country.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
12 weeks ago, the president nominated a jurist who's been described by legal peers of all political stripes as a superstar.
Chief Justice John Roberts handling the swearing-in. Kavanaugh will join the bench on Tuesday.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. By the way, retired Justice Anthony Kennedy, whom Kavanaugh replaced and who once had the new justice as a clerk, administered the judicial oath. At a campaign-style rally in Kansas tonight, President Trump celebrated the confirmation and says it was a historic remaking of the Supreme Court.
And he will sit proudly alongside Justice Neil Gorsuch, who's doing a great job.
Mr. Trump says he'll conduct a formal swearing-in ceremony at the White House Monday evening. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, on his way to North Korea, says it's important that Japan and the U.S. and South Korea are all on the same page.
We'll share with you how we hope to proceed when we're in Pyongyang tomorrow, so we'll have a fully coordinated, unified view of how to proceed, which will be what is needed if we're going to be successful in denuclearizing North Korea.
Pompeo met with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Tokyo Saturday. He'll meet with Kim on Sunday, and among the items, trying to arrange for a second summit between President Trump and Kim. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Harry Elder here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I attended a training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas. And through our personal relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, we've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. That's right, it's true, it's free. On your computer browser, enter frontsight.com/Larry to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free of charge, with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/Larry, and after your first course at FrontSight, you're going to leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/Larry. That's frontsight.com/Larry.
A French judicial official says the president of Interpol has been reported missing after traveling to China.
The official, who spoke on condition of anonymity for an ongoing investigation, said Meng Hongwei's wife reported him missing recently. The Interpol chief left France, where the International Police Organization is based, and arrived in China at the end of September. There has been no news of him since. The 64-year-old Meng Hongwei was elected president of Interpol in November 2016. His term is due to run until 2020. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least 50 people were killed, more than 100 badly burned, when a tanker truck in Congo collided with another truck and, as villagers rushed to collect the leaking fuel, burst into flames and spread to nearby homes. The accident occurring overnight in the village of Mbuba, not far from Kinsantu City, about 124 miles southwest of the capital, Kinshasa. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir, different name, same tune.
The choir was renamed Friday to strip out the word Mormon in the move aimed at ending shorthand names for the religion that have been used for generations by church members and others. The singers will now be called the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square. Church President Russell M. Nelson announced guidelines in August requesting that people stop using Mormon or LDS, calling them offensive. Ironically, many of the LDS-owned websites still have Mormon and LDS in their address. Patrick Frost reporting.
U.S. unemployment rate fell to 3.7% in September, the lowest level since December 1969. Labor Department says employers added just 134,000 jobs, the fewest in a year, though that figure is likely lowered by Hurricane Florence. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, I am properly ready for Cigar Oktoberfest Pleasure Maneuvers. And we've got a fantastic guest that will join us momentarily as we celebrate two of life's great pleasures, especially for alpha males, cigars and beers. And I have got three great beers from Bell's Brewing from Comstock, Michigan, that are right in front of me that we will be enjoying: the Bell's Two Hearted Ale, the Bell's Best Brown Ale, and the last one that I cannot wait to get to, the Bell's Kalamazoo Stout. That is brewed with brewer's licorice. I cannot wait to sample these and get to our guest. We celebrate beers the entire month of October. I know Oktoberfest ends this weekend in Germany, but again, why call it Oktoberfest if they celebrate it in September? And we welcome you back front and center, the General and Global Alpha Male and Chief front and center from Command Center Alpha in the Cigar City of Tampa. Don't forget, go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. Follow me on social media. Also, you can get all the replays and be sure to download the Cigar Dave mobile app. You can listen to the Cigar Dave Show 24/7, 365. Never miss a minute of Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuvers. It is my delight, my pleasure to welcome Larry Bell, the founder of Bell's Brewery up in Comstock, Kalamazoo, Michigan. They also have a brewery in Comstock, Michigan. Larry, it is a delight to have you. Welcome to the Cigar Dave Show.
Hello. Great to be here.
Now, Larry, interesting. So, first of all, I've got to thank Exo Tim, who set up the introduction, because Exo Tim was up, I believe, catching the Syracuse game, if I'm not mistaken, about 3 weeks ago or so, and spent some time over at the brewery. And said, hey, you got to talk to Larry. He loves cigars, great beer. And I said, I'd love to have Larry on, and it's a great story. So tell us about how you began, because really you started as the Kalamazoo Brewing Company in 1983 as a home brewing supply store.
Well, yeah, it was Kalamazoo Brewery Supply. So it was just a little homebrew store, and to kind of help facilitate my home brewing habit, and then kind of have an outlet to try and sell stock to unsuspecting people who came into my store for starting the brewery. So, you know, I started the brewery with $200 that my mother sent to me for my birthday in 1983. And the homebrew store opened in 83, and then the brewery opened in September of 85. So we just had our 33rd anniversary of selling beer.
So that's incredible. You start with $200. I mean, talk about American entrepreneurial dream. And so you start as a home brewing supply. How did you get into beer and home brewing initially?
You know, my dad was a home winemaker. And I guess, you know, when I was 17, my big brother sent me a ticket to go down to Washington, D.C., for my high school graduation, and he snuck me into a bar called the Brickskeller Saloon, and you take your beer cans home, and that opened my eyes to the great variety of beer that's out there. You know, I grew up in Illinois. I came to college in Michigan. There were different beers available, Canadian beers and things you got to try, and one of my classmates introduced me to Guinness Stout, and then after school, after college, I started working in a small European-style bakery in Kalamazoo with yeast and grains. And one day, one of my fellow bakers invited me over to his house for some homebrew. And he opened up the bottle in the sink, and it foamed all over, and it really wasn't very good. But then I thought, you know, he's not that great of a baker, and I bet I could do better. And I wound up moving into a house in January of 1980 with three other guys who liked beer. And it had become legal, and I went out and bought a kit and started brewing beer in the basement. And you know, I was kind of watching what was happening out on the West Coast. Sierra opened that year in 1980. I think 1982, the Real Ale Company opened in Chelsea, Michigan. I spied on them and kind of figured that whole trend would move east, and which, of course, it did, and so, you know, I was positioned to open up early and try and get in on what was happening then.
So you had never really had any experience in brewing or anything. You just figured, okay, I think I can do this better, and you kind of gave a stab at it.
Well, I took a class. Bill Newman in Albany, New York, he had the William S. Newman Brewing Company, and Bill offered a class in small commercial brewery operations. And there were about 40 people overall that took the class. The only two that I know that actually started a brewery that took the class are myself and Mark Stutrud of Summit Brewery in the Twin Cities. But, you know, you got to work in a brewery and see. I visited other small breweries, talked my way into brew houses, you know, went and consulted down at Siebel, joined the United States Brewers Association, and kind of, you know, tried to get know a little bit more about the industry.
And so tell us your first beers that you brewed. How do they turn out?
Well, you know, I'm brewing in a soup pot and fermenting in plastic garbage pails. So we had one that was simply called Bell's Beer, and then the next beer was Great Lakes Amber Ale. And our Amber Ale is still, that's our number three seller in the company. That's been there for a long time. You know, quality back in the day was not the greatest. And I copied Newman because I didn't have money really to be buying lots of bottles or anything. In fact, I couldn't buy bottles. So we sold beer in what's called a cubitainer. That's what Newman was doing. So it's a medium-density, collapsible polyethylene bag with a spigot on it that you put in a cardboard box. You know, the locals, Lunatic Larry down by the railroad track selling beer in a bag in a box. And then bottles, I had a license to sell other people's beer. So we would sell like Huber beer out of Wisconsin really cheap. And with the Michigan bottle deposit, I'd sell it for just over cost, but then people would return the bottles and we would wash them. We'd soak the labels off and we'd wash, sterilize, rinse, fill, cap, label, everything by hand to sell bottled beer.
So really, you kind of did everything on the cheap. I mean, it wasn't a big operation. And so tell us, how long did you really have to go in? Were you in that stage until things really started to grow and people started to really accept your beer, where you could really, kind of take it to the next level?
Well, we had this 15-gallon soup pot for a couple months, and then I made a deal on some old industrial soup kettles. So we had a one-barrel system for 5 years. The last year that we had that, we made 1,000 barrels of beer before we could get a 15-barrel system. So it was in the early 90s, then we probably start to turn the corner and actually become a profitable company. And things were starting to catch on a little bit in the Midwest as far as craft beer is concerned.
And that was about what year was that, like around 1988?
No, 85? I'm saying 91, 92.
Oh, 91, 91, 92. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So 91, 92, so you start growing. And what was, and you said what your first beer was your amber ale?
It was just called Bell's Beer. It was really
Bell's
just
beer.
A light pale ale, yeah.
And then go ahead.
In the late 80s, we were making different stuff. So, actually, we start making some stouts, Kalamazoo Stout, Porter. In 1988, we made our first cherry stout, Great Lakes Cherry Stout. And I actually had a bottle of that original batch last week at the rare beer tasting, at the Pints for Prostates rare beer tasting in Denver. We auctioned that off, and I shared that with the winner. So it was a 30-year-old bottle of beer. It was pretty interesting.
Larry Bell, the founder of Bell's Brewing in Kalamazoo, Michigan, our guest. Larry, when did things really start to, because at that time, your beer was primarily distributed just, in the Kalamazoo area or in Michigan?
Michigan, I think we started selling in Madison, Wisconsin, about 89, 90, Chicago, about 90, and into Indiana. But, I was driving, a lot of that was being driven by the brewery, by me or somebody else into Chicago. I mean, even in Michigan, I used to drive all over the place delivering beer to get it out there and be sold. So
you brewed it and you delivered it. You kind of did everything.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, and at that point, when did things start really expanding, going from just kind of Michigan to then Wisconsin? When did things really start to kind of blossom and really start to explode?
Oh, probably 92 to 94, things really start to go. Started having wholesalers that wanted to pick up the beer. So, and in fact, some of the things that you've seen recently happened to us way back when, like, we were shipping beer to Virginia, and all of a sudden Michigan finally figures out what's going on, and we had to stop shipping to Virginia in the 90s so we could take care of Michigan. Eventually we got back to Virginia, but things really start going there, and in 1993 we become the first brewery in Michigan to sell beer by the glass to the public. I got the law changed to allow basically brew pub legislation. And if you go to that legislation, that's what really explodes things in the state of Michigan for new breweries opening.
Where now all of a sudden you can sell the beer right at the brewery instead of having to ship it to a distributor where people really, couldn't sample it right at the brewery. Because I think there is a romance with being able to go where the brewery is, see the brewery, and experience the beers. And maybe some special beers that you can't just buy, where you can do all sorts of sampling and really get into that brewery environment. I think there's something very romantic about it.
Oh, absolutely. People love being able to touch it. So, our first 8 years of existence, we couldn't sell beer by the glass at the brewery. We could sell it to go. We could give it away for free, which is what we did. But, people don't remember that's the past. Of course, everybody thinks you have a brewery, you have a bar room, you have a tap room. That wasn't the case back when I started.
Yeah, and what's interesting is a lot of these states now have all figured it out. Same thing in Florida. and many other states, they're like, hey, wait a minute, this is actually good for tourism, this is good for business, good for tax revenue. We need to kind of, you know, get into the 21st century. And I know the same thing here with Cigar City Brewing. Joey Redner was the same deal. They were able to finally open a pub, a tap room, right at their brewery, and people come from all over the place, just like people come from across the country when they're in Kalamazoo to check out your brewery.
Yeah, the one place I think that maybe we've got an issue, not only in Michigan but across the country, is you have people that are setting up now fake breweries. So they've got a licensed microbrewery, and now they set some other place up with a 5-gallon homebrew kit where they never brew, and they just ship it there. So they become, they kind of, they're a fake brewery.
Right.
And I don't think that's not what the intent of our whole industry was. And it's certainly causing some strife with our wholesale partners and with our restaurant and traditional restaurant and bar partners. And that's one of the things that we're seeing legislation in the various states coming out about now. And it does worry me, because I worry about the big guys coming in and trying to do away with the three-tier system and buying up retail. So I think it's an interesting pivotal point in our craft beer industry right now, how things are going to go. And we'll just stay tuned for that.
Well, we've seen the big guys come in and acquire. They figured, okay, if we can't beat them, let's join them. And we're seeing Anheuser-Busch buying a lot of the craft breweries and so on. But I think they're still just people want – they like the fact that you, Larry, they – chances are they could see you around. I know your daughter's the CEO. They can find you brewery.
I'm the CEO.
Oh, you're the CEO. Laura, I thought your daughter was the CEO.
She decided it's not what she wanted to do, and she's left the company.
Oh, she did? I did not realize that. So, Larry,
yeah,
you are the guy that if we see around, you know, around the brewery, there is a – people love that. The ability to say, hey, that's Larry Bell, the guy that actually started this whole thing. That's our brewer. This is the guy that we want to talk to. And I think that there is something very unique about that that you can't see at, you know, a Budweiser or a Miller. But when they go to Bell's Brewing, they have that ability to talk to you one-on-one and interact with you.
It happens all the time. Happens all the time. And we certainly, especially in the summertime, we certainly get a lot of that tourist trade people coming up from Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, other spots, and they want to stop by the brewery and see it. And that's, you know, that's really important, because they get to come see what your personality as a brewery is, and, you know, what that experience is. And, you know, we're always working on that, our tour program and our beer program, and trying to treat those customers and consumers as best we possibly can.
Larry Bell, the founder and CEO of Bell's Brewery up in Michigan, several breweries up there, our guest as we celebrate Cigar Oktoberfest. When we come back with Larry, we'll get into tasting some of Bell's great products. I've got in front of me the Two-Hearted Ale, the Best Brown Ale, the Kalamazoo Stout, and then we'll talk about some of their other renowned beers as well as we celebrate Cigar Oktoberfest.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
Gurkha has just launched three new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold. All three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florado wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched by Gurkha. Celebrating Cigar Oktoberfest with Larry Bell, the founder and CEO of Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo, Michigan, two breweries up in Michigan. Their products available primarily most of the United States. Incredible story with their craft beer. And Larry, we were talking about your daughter. Apparently your daughter was CEO but said, "Dad, this isn't for me." And you said, "Do what you want to do."
Yep. So I'm a busy guy these days. I'm working a lot. It's all good. I'm having fun.
I mean, when you look back to the days when you started it, when you were brewing and delivering it, and to today where you're just so much bigger and obviously very successful, you kind of look back and say, man, you know, I love where we are today, but I kind of miss those early days.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Listen, listen, we had no money. On Fridays, we would turn the heat up from 50 to 60 because we were going to have a lot of customers on Friday. But generally, we worked. We couldn't afford heat, so 50 degrees is what we had the brewery at. And, you know, I got a sore back and bad knees and toes from those days, from all the terrible things I did to my body, washing bottles and delivering and all. So, no, I don't. It was hard work. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad it worked out for me. But I don't want to go back there.
Well, you know, there's a great picture of you right on your website under the story. Way back when you first started and, you know, kind of doing everything. I mean, by the way, you were sporting those big mutton chops. They're coming back in style, Larry, just to let you know.
yeah, except they're gray now. For me. Yeah, they don't want that.
We've got some great pictures up there. I mean, you know, you guys are really small doing it all. And I think that's part of the, you know, romance about where you started and where you are today. And I think that's part of really what makes it unique and the American dream story, starting with a 15-gallon soup kettle and then, you know, up to where you are today. Now, I have just opened up the first of the three Bell's beers that I was able to get. I've got the two hearted ale, and it looks as though there is, you got a nice-looking fish on the front there, and that certainly is reminiscent of some great fishing in the Great Lakes. So tell me about the two-hearted ale, because the aroma of this thing is just incredible, almost citrusy-like.
Yeah. So two-hearted is a single-hop IPA, 7% alcohol, and it's all Centennial hops. And, in fact, Bell's is the single largest purchaser of Centennial hops in the world. And the great thing about two-hearted is the Centennial hops – plus our yeast and the way we fermented, it's sort of the equation where 1 + 1 = 3 because they work together so well. And when you smell that beer, you think it's all hops, but it's not really. There's a lot of yeast and from our fermentation schedule that goes into developing that aroma as well.
And yeah, incredible aroma. And the taste, definitely hoppy. It's not overly bitter. It's not a sweet beer, but it's just got the right amount of that hoppiness. And this goes great with a medium-bodied cigar. No ifs, ands, or buts.
You know, I think we sort of Great Lakes Midwestern folks, we like malt. And, you know, it's an all-malt beer, and we like balance. So, you know, we're not using sugar in it to try and dry it out and drive more bitterness. It's got a firm bitterness, but it's not overdone, and it just has that nice balance about
Beautiful.
It.
All right, Larry Bell of Bell's Brewery up in Michigan, our guest celebrating Cigar Oktoberfest. The two-hearted ale tasted fantastic. Much more tastings with Larry around the corner.
The October selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is an A.J. Fernandez sampler. Featuring the Enclave Broadleaf, this bold blend is accentuated by an earthy, full-flavored Select Connecticut Broadleaf wrapper and fillers from Nicaragua. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
Cigar Dave Officers Club members receive fabulous cigars each and every month, and I am pleased to tell you for September 2018, no exception. I got together with Rocky Patel, and we created the Rocky Patel Acclaimed Cigar Sampler because all three cigars in the September 2018 selection are award-winning. Starting off with the Rocky Patel 15th anniversary, a robust masterpiece. Then you'll enjoy the Rocky Patel Vintage 2006 San Andreas, the first cigar produced in Rocky's boutique Nicaraguan factory with a very sought-after Mexican San Andrean wrapper. Finally, you'll enjoy the Rocky Patel Royale, a hidden gem. The Royale is rife with flavor and complexity. The September 2018 Officers Club selection featuring the Rocky Patel acclaimed cigar sampler. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club now. Go to CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR. KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
We celebrate Cigar Oktoberfest the entire month of October with cigars, with great beers, great guests, and I am pleased to welcome back Larry Bell, the founder and CEO of Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo, Michigan, with a brewery in Comstock, Michigan as well. Larry, it has come to my attention that you are a cigar connoisseur in addition to being a brewer extraordinaire.
Well, I don't know if I'm a connoisseur, but I certainly have a history with cigars. No doubt about that. And, you know, I remember my oldest brother, the aforesaid brother who snuck me into the bars when I was 17 back in the day, him smoking Perotis
Wow, Perotti's a strong cigars, strong little cigars back in the day.
You know, you stick those little things way back in your mouth and puff on those. And then, you know, I probably, in my early years, I probably really cut my cigar smoking teeth on Hoya de Nicaragua.
Great cigars.
You know, pre-Sandinistas.
Yep.
That was always kind of my cigar of choice. Not too expensive, but, you know, a nice smoking cigar. And sort of it wasn't available in the States for a while when the whole Sandinista thing went through. I think they're still around in certain spots.
They're very successful now. And what's interesting is they were the original Nicaraguan cigar before Nicaragua became a cigar mecca. And Hoya de Nicaragua was always on par with the best Cuban cigars. And a little known fact, when the Cubans had some tobacco mold issues, they secretly and very quietly purchased cigar tobacco from Nicaragua to use in their cigars. That's how good the tobacco in Nicaragua was. And Hoya de Nicaragua, back in the day before the Sandinistas, phenomenal cigars. I mean, they were, you know, top shelf all the way. So clearly you got good taste, Larry. I mean, with those pre-Sandinista Hoya de Nicaraguas, no doubt about it. What do you enjoy smoking today?
You know, I don't smoke as much today as I did. I had not lung cancer, but I had cancer 11 years ago. And so that slows you down a little bit on some things. But, you know, so it's more special occasion now.
I got a trip
planned to the Bahamas coming up, and I'll be going over to Great Cliff. I certainly enjoy, you know, smoking their cigars. There's a soft spot in my heart for we're talking about two-hearted ale. And, of course, the big two-hearted river is a story by Ernest Hemingway. So there's nothing like having a bottle of two-hearted ale and a Fuente short story, right?
Larry, you know more about cigars than you're leading on here. You got great taste with Fuente, with Great Cliff. And, by the way, when you go to the Great Cliff, Enrico and Paolo Gazzaroli are good friends. And let me know, because I'll make sure I get you right in there. Great food, great you know, they roll some great cigars down there. It's a classic place down in Nassau, and the food's off the charts.
I got engaged there once, you know, where the
I got engaged there once. There is a story there, Larry.
Well, I've been engaged a few times, and, you know, the ring was on, you know, pre-dinner cigar with a madam like a cigar, and there was the ring on, you know, maybe she'd like this one. Well, how did that get there? I had it all arranged, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you didn't go through with the engagement to marriage.
Oh, yeah, but we don't need to get into all that. Let's just keep it friendly, shall we?
there you go. Well, let me know. I'll talk to Paolo and Enrico. We'll get you right in there. No problem. Larry, what is the number one selling beer that Bell's Brewery makes?
Well, it is two-hearted ale, and you know, for the second year in a row, Two Hearted was voted number one beer in the country by the readers of Zymergy magazine, the members of the American Homebrew Association. Our number two beer is our Oberon Ale, American Wheat Ale, and especially in Michigan, in the summertime, that becomes our number one beer. Really popular in Michigan and upper Midwest. And our Amber Ales are our number three. But then, you know, we're pretty we have a big portfolio.
I know you do. The Oberon Ale, which is an American wheat ale, that's only available seasonally?
In most of our territory, seasonally. It's available year-round in Florida, Southern California, Puerto Rico, places that it doesn't snow. We offer it year-round.
Well, it was sold out, but otherwise I would have definitely picked up a bottle, and they're going to call me when it comes in. Let's talk about that Oberon, because, you know, when we talk about a wheat ale, it's got that, you know, the connotations that it's very smooth, maybe a little bit of sweetness on the palate.
Well, you know, Oberon for summer ale is still pretty firm. It's 5.8% alcohol. And again, sort of our house yeast, our Bell's yeast is sort of naturally citrusy. And certainly people, you'll see it served with an orange slice or maybe offered that way. So, you know, for summertime, it's pretty refreshing, bit citrusy. It's 40% wheat malt. in the late 90s, early 2000s, that was the number one beer. You know, people ask now, do you make a hazy beer? It's like, dude, I've been making hazy beer since 1991. It's called Oberon. It wheat ale. Really? You kids think you're the first ones to think of this?
You've been around, Larry, right?
Yeah. Hello.
Right.
So, and we have Oberon opening day then. So in most of our territory in Michigan, it's like a national holiday in Michigan. Last year at our bar alone, we tapped 70 kegs of Oberon plus 12 kegs of Oberon variants. So like we make a mango habanero Oberon, or we make Uberon, which is Oberon aged in whiskey barrels.
I thought an Oberon was going to be an Oberon in an Uber. You know, if you're driving along, you pour it in an Uber. That just kind of makes sense on that.
You drink a couple Uberons, you'll be calling the Uber driver. I'll tell you that. They're a little bit stronger.
Hey, you've got a winter white ale also that is a seasonal beer. Tell me about that. That sounds pretty unique.
You know, it's let's call it really, it's like a Belgian Hefeweizen. So it's not, it doesn't have coriander or orange peel. You know, nomenclature, people get worried about that sometimes, but this beer is great really year round, but we were looking for something in that wheat beer phase when we don't have Oberon, and you know, sometimes winter isn't just about drinking heavier beers. Sometimes you still want something light and flavorful, and that's where Winter White comes in. And we've got this this Belgian yeast that gives off some clove and some of the phenolic flavors that you might associate more with a Hefeweizen. Very refreshing beer. I always take a couple of cases and keep them in the beer fridge for summertime drinking as well.
All right, next up I'm going to sample another seasonal beer. It is your Best Brown Ale. I have just opened it up, and as I open this up, it's got a cool little owl on. And by the way, all your the labels on all your packaging are very, very unique, very interesting, very it really looks back to nature. I mean, you've got the river, you've got there's an owl, there's the fish, a lot of nature, because when you think about Michigan, the Great Lakes, a lot of outdoorsy people. You know, people like the outdoors year-round.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, both Two Hearted and Oberon are literary references. Two Hearted being the Hemingway reference, and Oberon is a Shakespeare reference to A Midsummer's Night's Dream. Oberon is the king of the fairies in that play, in which I played the part in our sixth-grade version of the play. So, you know,
nice.
These things come from life. Best Brown, we've been making Best Brown since the late 80s. So one of the old beers in our portfolio. And the recipe changed a little bit in the late 90s. I went and did some study at Brew Lab at the University of Sunderland and came back. And that's one of the things I went there to study and thinking about that recipe and changed a little bit. It, you know, it's a nice malty beer, a little bit firmer as we get into the fall weather, not overly hopped, really complements food very well as we get into this harvest season.
Well, I'm taking a sip right now. First of all, the color on this is just a really, just a dark, almost looks like a dark coffee. I will say cheers here. Oh, I'm getting definitely some dry cocoa on the palate. Nice. Not as full as I thought. You know, it's got that real, it's like a Maduro. It's got that dark-looking exterior. But when you taste it, it's actually very smooth. There's very little bitterness, almost no bitterness whatsoever.
Hey, so somebody gave me a box of cigars, La Vieja Habana. You know anything
yes.
about these?
I've heard of them.
Drew Estate.
Drew Estate. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They're very good cigars. Drew, Drew is, you and Drew are very similar in that you both love to create unique concoctions, whether it's beer or cigars. The La Vieja Habana cigar that was around for a long time was kind of, out of the market for a while, but it is back. And comes in a number of different. Comes in a Connecticut Shade, a Corojo.
That's what I have. Yeah.
Which one do you have, the Corojo or the Connecticut?
Connecticut, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that actually uses a lovely Connecticut Shade wrapper. Nice blend. I think they use tobaccos. The filler is from Jalapa and Esteli. And it's very creamy, a very creamy cigar. You know, going to be a mild medium. In fact, I would tell you right off the bat, believe it or not, that I think that La Vieja Habana Connecticut would go nicely with this Best Brown Ale, because this Best Brown is not overpowering, no bitterness. I actually think that would be a very nice nice pairing. So very nice. Good cigars.
Okay, maybe I'll try that out late. The weather outside is not real good, and the missus don't let me smoke in the house, so we'll have to see how the day goes.
Larry, you need to come for Remedial Alpha Male Boot Camp with the General down here in the Cigar City. You know, as I say, if the wife doesn't like the aroma of your cigars, change wives.
When we were in Colorado last week for Great American Beer Festival, we went over to the Brown Palace Hotel. Bells had won a medal. I got to smoke a 1964 Padron and have a scotch. And always, you know, yeah, I'm paying some dry cleaning bills, but it was worth every minute of it.
Well, so far, Larry, for a guy that doesn't smoke cigars too often, when you do smoke them, you've got impeccable taste. You clearly know some of the great cigar brands. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Let's, before we get in, and the last segment I'm going to save for the Kalamazoo Stout, but let's talk about, you've got kind of a beer, I guess we could say, off the beaten path. And by the way, Larry Bell of Bell's Brewery,
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil. 241-1167, 241-1167. We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is effective life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473, 209-9473.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
I want to talk about your Oktoberfest, the special double cream stout, and the final Bell's beer that I will taste today, the Kalamazoo Stout, is our final and concluding segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show with our special guest, Larry Bell, the founder and CEO of Bell's Brewery up in Michigan, comes your way next.
This month's Cigar Dave Officers Club selection is a sampler from A.J. Fernandez, featuring San Latano Requiem Maduro. This cigar's rich, chocolatey, slightly sweet, and creamy flavors are delivered through layers of thick, flavorful nuances. Get cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by joining the Cigar Dave Officers Club today. Get details at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Final and concluding segment of this edition of our Cigar Oktoberfest celebration. The entire month we celebrate cigars and beer. And Larry Bell, the founder and CEO of Bell's Brewery in both Kalamazoo and Comstock, Michigan, our special guest. Larry, word has it you were actually in the radio biz before you became a brewer extraordinaire.
Jack of all trades, master of none. I actually did AM radio on WYYY, playing adult contemporary music. And then I worked, had my own show on public radio doing jazz. really? On Sunday evenings on a 50,000-watt university station. So, you know, on those weekends when you work both stations, you had to think clearly about call letters at the top of the hour. Make sure you got it right.
That is correct. Now, WYYY was where? In Kalamazoo at the time?
Yeah, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Why did I work there? Very much like WKRP. Yes.
Herb Tarlick and Les Nessman, they were all there. I mean,
they were all there. Yep.
All right. Sounds good. By the way, was there a Jennifer Marlowe, the receptionist like that at WYYY in Kalamazoo?
There was a program manager. Let me just put it that way.
Close enough. Fantastic. All right, let's wrap up by talking about some of your specialty beers before we get into our final tasting. Oktoberfest is upon us. You've got a special Oktoberfest beer, a Marzen. Tell us about that.
A lot of breweries don't make lagers, and we don't make a ton of lager, but increasingly we're making more and more lager. As a bigger craft brewery, we've got the tank, the laboratory. We got tank space, the laboratory, the expertise. And we love Oktoberfest season. We love making this nice malty Marzen-style beer. It's designed to be drunk in quantity because that's what we do when we go to Oktoberfest. We don't skimp on the mug size and fill it up. And something that you can drink 3-4 Moss of if that's what you want to do.
All right, so that's limited availability. And then next we've got the special Double Cream Stout. And I'm looking at this thing, Larry, and, I mean, it looks like a chocolate bar ready to be consumed.
Again, one of our old brands. We make a lot of different stouts. Coming up the first Sunday in November, we have, on the Catholic calendar, it's All Saints Day, but we have All Stouts Day. And I think our record is having 22 different stouts on tap. We like stout a lot. I know Special Double Cream Stout is a long name. That originally came out in maybe 1987 in nip bottles, little 187-milliliter bottles, designed as a sweet stout, as sort of a dessert beer, end-of-the-night sort of thing, and, you know, just a creamy, rich, sweet stout.
Well, we're going to follow up with a stout that I have purchased. It's called the Bell's Brewery Kalamazoo Stout, but I'm going to kind of put a little slant on it, the famous song. I'm going to call it the I've Got a Gallon Kalamazoo Stout. This is an American stout. I've just poured it. It looks like I poured a glass of espresso. It is, I mean, like a Maduro-looking cigar.
You know, I guess I would probably call this a medium stout. You know, it's certainly fuller than Guinness and more alcohol. And, going back to literary stuff that we were talking about, there's an old Kurt Vonnegut book, and I can't remember which one it is, where he talks about his grandfather being a brewmaster and how all brewmasters have a secret ingredient. And so back in the day, we always used this Italian brewer's licorice in making Kalamazoo Stout. And if you don't know that it's there, you probably wouldn't pick it out. Several years ago, the government decided that we had to start putting that on the label. So we do use a little bit of this brewer's licorice, not really for flavor, but more for mouthfeel there. So this is our year-round stout, our everyday drinking stout, firm, but,
It is, Larry, it is fabulous as we wrap it up. It is a lot of flavor, but, I mean, loads of dark chocolate, some nice coffee notes. This Kalamazoo Stout, magnificent. Larry, want to thank you for joining us. Very fascinating. Really appreciate your time. Larry Bell, the founder and CEO of Bell's Brewery. Larry, next time you are down in Florida in the Cigar City, we will do a special show with you. We'd love to have you on. We'll smoke some great cigars and enjoy some great Bell's beers. How's that?
I would love it. I look forward to that. Thanks for having me today.
Larry, my pleasure. Thank you so much. Cigar Dave, the general saying, may your humidor always be full. May your cutter always be sharp. May your ash be extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Cheers as we...
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Because Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRostra. Supreme Court has a full complement of justices again after Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed this afternoon, 50-48. A couple of hours later, he was sworn in by Chief Justice John Roberts and retired Justice Anthony Kennedy in a private ceremony. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Kavanaugh will excel in his new role.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh is among the very best our nation has to offer. He will make the Senate and the country proud.
Kavanaugh will be formally sworn in Monday night at the White House. Meanwhile, President Trump celebrated the confirmation during a political rally in Kansas Saturday night.
Standing under a banner that read, "Promises made, promises kept," the president praised the Senate's confirmation of Kavanaugh, thanking Republican senators for refusing to back down.
In the face of the Democrats' shameless campaign of political and personal destruction.
The president was flying to Kansas during the Senate vote, and he called Kavanaugh from Air Force One to congratulate him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A magnitude 5.9 earthquake shook northwestern Haiti, and there were early reports of damage and injuries, though the extent is not clear. U.S. Geologic Survey says the quake hit shortly after 8 o'clock local time and was centered about 12 miles northwest of Port-au-Prince on Haiti's north coast. One person's dead, an officer injured following a shooting at an apartment complex in Nashville. It happened late Friday night when Nashville police responded to a call of shots fired. As officers approached the apartment door for reasons still under investigation, officials say the situation escalated and resulted in gunfire between two officers and a 31-year-old man who later died at the hospital. One officer, a 24-year-old cop, was expected to survive his injuries. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation continues their inquiry. This is townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premium, and even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more, with lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Call 800-716-7780. That's 800-716-7780. 800-716-7780.
There are further signs that General Electric is struggling to turn around its vastly shrunken business.
The century-old industrial conglomerate ousted its CEO, took a $23 billion charge, and said it would fall short of profit forecast this year. H. Lawrence Culp Jr. takes over immediately as chairman and CEO from John Flannery, who had been on the job for just over a year. Flannery began a restructuring of GE in August of 2017 when he replaced Jeffrey Immelt. However, in Flannery's short time, GE's value has dipped below $100 billion, and shares are down more than 35% this year, following a 45% decline in 2017. Jeremy House reporting.
Mattress firm, the nation's largest mattress retailer, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection with plans to close up to 700 of its more than 3,200 stores around the country. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Therapy dogs can bring more than joy and comfort to hospitalized kids. They can also bring stubborn germs.
Doctors at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore were suspicious that the dogs might pose an infection risk to patients with weakened immune systems. So they conducted some tests when several dogs visited 45 children getting cancer treatment. They discovered that kids who spent more time with the dogs had a 6 times greater chance of coming away with superbug bacteria than kids who spent less time with the animals. But the study also found that washing the dogs before visits and using special wipes while they're in the hospital took away the risk of spreading that bacteria. Patrick Foss reporting.
A Jewish community center in Virginia has been vandalized with swastikas for the second time in 18 months. The Washington Post reporting the swastikas discovered early Saturday on exterior walls of the Jewish community center of North Virginia. An investigation is underway. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
State Security is currently celebrating our 50th year of providing security services throughout the Northern California region. The next few moments I'd like to spend recruiting you as an employee of North State Security. What a better way to help make a difference in the quality of life we all deserve to experience in the greater Redding area. Becoming a licensed security officer here at North State Security is a fabulous way to help make Redding a safer place to reside and conduct business. Call us at 243-0295 or stop by our headquarters at 1970 Hartnell Avenue for more information. We are offering a unique opportunity right now. Join our ranks and immediately become eligible for winning a luxury houseboat for a week from Shasta Marina, $500 in meat from R&R Meats, or $500 shopping spree at Costco, all valued clients of ours. Becoming an employee of North State Security to win one of these exciting prizes and help make the North State a safer place to be. How can you beat an opportunity like that? North State Security, 243-0295, or visit personally, 1970 Hartnell Avenue, Redding.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. Pals Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. Pals Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
You are. We have a big hour coming your way at the bottom of the L, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. And if you're smart enough to be watching through the stream on Facebook or on BrianKilmeadShow.com, you're seeing Tucker Carlson. Big day for him. He's got a brand new book out. And before we get to Tucker and his book and his thoughts and opinions, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
We're calling it USMCA, no more NAFTA. It's the largest trade deal the United States has ever negotiated, and it's also a great deal for our country. It's going to produce jobs.
The President of the United States obviously happy at his rally, happy in the afternoon. New NAFTA confirmed, and even his critics have trouble being critical of this modernized trade deal. The promises that he made is the promises that he's keeping, like it or not. Job access, jobs and access for farmers and an IT community that didn't exist when that deal was cut. Could Congress actually get on board too?
Number two.
They just want to delay this matter past the election. Their goalposts keep shifting, but their goal hadn't moved an inch. The goal has been the same all along.
Yes, Kavanaugh countdown on Friday. Yep, the Friday is going to be a vote. How both sides are digging in the most predictable way possible, and Dems' phony concern about teenage drinking. Plus, Jeff Flake makes it clear he's the man without a party. Will he move the goalposts again like he mentioned in Boston last night?
Number one.
And just a short while ago, we learned the FBI has interviewed Kavanaugh's friend, Mark Judge. We do not have the details of the interview, but his attorney says it has not yet been completed.
Wow, why does it take so long to talk to his childhood friend? The investigation, the witness list expands as key witnesses are interviewed and others speak out. And guess what? The president told the FBI, go wherever you have to go, but get this done quickly. And that's where we stand. The investigation as well as the vote. Tucker Carlson is here. He's not bored with my open. He's bored with this ridiculous line of questioning on Brett Kavanaugh. He is author of Ship of Fools, out today, and it's very much like his show, how a selfish ruling class is bringing America to the brink of revolution. And if you like Tucker and you like his show, and I know you do, you're going to love this book. Tucker, this is your show.
right? I mean, this is really, we get portions of this in your commentary every day.
Well, it's something I've been brooding about since 2015 when Trump got in the race, and I knew Trump like most people in the media. You knew Trump, obviously, and the idea that he was going to be elected president seemed ludicrous to me, as it did, because he wasn't from politics. And then he starts to win, and I started to think about, like, why is this happening? Why is the public supporting Donald Trump? Nothing against Trump, it just, it was unlikely. And it made me think maybe there's something huge going on just beneath the surface. And, of course, there was. The middle class is dying. And the numbers show that really clearly. What was amazing to me and what I've never gotten over and what I've been mad about ever since, and the reason I wrote the book, is that nobody cares. And nobody in charge, nobody who made the decisions that have destroyed the middle class has taken responsibility for those decisions or learned anything from them. And so I wrote a book as a kind of tribute to them, kind of a howl of rage.
Right. And what I think is so unique about your show, and it's brilliant the way Fox line up their primetime lineup, is that you and Sean are different. I mean,
yeah.
From days like, I am here, I'm a fan of the president, I'm going to support the president. What I think you are, you're a big picture guy. What does this mean overall? You'll support the president when he has to, but I also remember you taking on the president because you thought he was being way too critical of Jeff Sessions. So that doesn't bother you to be critical, but you look at the big picture and say, wait a second, we're not even getting to the policies. You're just trying to stop a guy from being president.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm interested in the ideas, and I'm grateful that Trump has said a lot of true things out loud when nobody had the huevos to do that. You know, we have a right to secure our borders, and every trade deal we sign is not fair just because it's a trade deal. Like, the other side should live up to its obligations. Just obvious things that nobody was saying, and I'll never stop being grateful that he said those things.
Right.
But to me, I've never been, you know, loyal to a politician. I like some of them, but really it's about the ideas, what's best for the country. And my great frustration is that no one's even talking about it. It's like, did Brett Kavanaugh get drunk in college? Why are we playing along with this?
So I wasn't really as into politics then as I am now, as you were when Bork was up for confirmation.
I'll never forget it.
But here's the thing. People didn't like his ideas. They didn't
exactly.
They didn't like what a kind of Supreme Court justice he would be.
That's such a good point.
And it was a fun debate. So you're angry and people aren't, and it's not fair, and that's fine. And do I think it's fine in the big picture? A guy that was nominated, they went out there and said, "This is how I feel." They didn't like and somehow they've managed to bork him. Get it? Now they're going after him and saying, "Okay, he's got 25 years of a really good track record, and when he has free time, he volunteers. When he has additional free time, he coaches." And now they're saying, wait a second, in 12th grade, there was a party, and in there was a 10th grader.
Exactly.
And the 10th grader might not even have been there, but according to Brett Kavanaugh, wasn't. And then she, don't know how she got there, we don't know how she left, we don't know who invited her, she doesn't remember where the house is. So let's destroy him, the coach, the father,
exactly.
The justice. So this, to me, this is an out-of-body experience for me personally, and you just told us on television, guys, you got to take a step, the Republicans should take a step back and say, stop getting involved with the 10th grade party and understand what's happening. And I thought Randy Barnett on a rival show of yours with this Shannon Bream, who is hard to work with, let's be honest. She was on last night. He's a Georgetown University Law School professor. Listen to what he said is at stake here. And I think it's very Tucker Carlson-y. Cut 22.
This is about stopping an originalist judicial conservative from making it onto the court. This would be about stopping the next one that was nominated in his place should he be withdrawn. And, worst case scenario, he makes it on the court. This is about delegitimating the Supreme Court, a 5-vote conservative Supreme Court. This is about delegitimizing our United States Supreme Court, something that we were told in the past we should not be doing, but this is what this is about. So if Kavanaugh should go on the court, they want him to be damaged goods because they want any rulings that come from the court to be damaged.
And pile that on to, he's not our president. He's not our president. He's not legit. He didn't get the majority of the vote. The Russians stole the election. This plays into Ship of Fools. So next thing you know, what do we have? We don't like our history. We're taking our statues down. We don't like the Supreme Court. It's not real. He drank in college or high school. And now we don't like our president. He didn't win the popular vote, and the Russians took out Facebook ads. So what are we left with?
We're left with one party that has a very clear sight picture of what it wants, which is power, is willing to do anything to get it, and is openly, among other things, racist, attacking an entire group of people based on their appearance, the opposite of what Martin Luther King spent his whole life fighting against. And on the other side, you have a party that is totally unwilling to defend its own voters, normal people of all colors, who are not succeeding in our new order, in our new economy. These are the people who look to Republicans to defend them, but Republicans are refusing to do that. Why is that? Jeff Flake, oh, no, I got yelled at in an elevator by someone. I must, you know, pretend as if the Democrats are negotiating in good faith. They're not. This is a joke. Everyone watching it knows it's a joke, except the people whose job it is to stand up for normal people. They don't know. They pretend. Look, how many times, I mean, you do many daily shows. How many Republican senators have said, yeah, I will come on your show to defend Brett Kavanaugh? I've had one. In 12 days of doing the story, leading with it every single night, Tom Cotton's the only U.S. senator who will come on and make the case for Brett Kavanaugh. Why is that?
Well, I mean, you have nobody's fighting harder than Lindsey Graham. I mean, Lindsey Graham even said
Absolutely. Yeah. And I've criticized Graham extensively for his foreign policy views, which are insane. So he won't come on my show, which is, I understand. I wouldn't come on my show either if I were him. But Lindsey Graham and Tom Cotton, that's it. I mean, you've got the majority of senators are Republicans. Why are they not out there defending their own beliefs and their own voters? I don't understand.
So I watch this thing. So you know what happens on Fox and Friends? You used to do Fox and Friends weekend. It's hard keeping everyone working. It's such a hard job. It's hard. It's easy for people to be talent, but behind the scenes, they work nonstop. So Sean Grohman, who you used to like,
know him well,
when you were in your prime, he says, let's go and go out for a few beers, a few drinks, whatever you're drinking, at noon on Friday. So when I'm leaving, walking over, I think there's going to be a vote. And I'm like, okay, I kind of want to watch this in my office, but I'm going to walk over to the bar next door and hang out with my friends, which are where. Next thing you know, we ask the bartender, can you put the sound up? What's going on? And we're watching live. Tucker, we're watching live Jeff Flake being berated by a woman who says, I don't matter to you. I've been sexually assaulted, and you're telling me I don't matter. No one is helping. There's no security there. Jeff Flake doesn't have the courage enough to say, listen, I'm sorry what happened to you, but what does that have to do with Brett Kavanaugh
because
and a woman?
Because he doesn't really believe what he's saying and never has. That's the difference. When Democrats say, we want power and we will crush anyone in our way to get it, they're not joking. They mean it. When Republicans say, we believe in X, Y, and Z, whatever our voters say they believe, they're lying. They don't believe that. What they really want is to be loved by the people who hate them. They're weak and they're pathetic.
I thought it was interesting, too, is that the president sat there for an extra hour after a major deal. I think when you rejiggered NAFTA, now I don't write a lot of trade agreements. I used to try on the weekends, but then there's basketball and soccer games. But I'm listening to like some of the bullet points on this makes total sense.
Yeah.
And by the way, almost everyone says it. He held out to the last minute with Justin Trudeau, and Justin Trudeau basically gave in on almost everything.
Yeah.
The same thing he's doing with. He did with the European Union. He's got a framework. He might be doing Brazil next. Japan came over the other day. They say the framework for a bilateral agreement. He's rebalancing trade with America first in mind. Why can't people get behind that? Now you have Democrats who go, yeah, we've been wanting somebody to take on China for a long time. So the president's kind of winning this thing in the morning.
They've sucked up to the fascist leadership of China.
And by the way, yeah, and you talked about that. I mean,
it's disgusting.
Peter Schweitzer wrote about it. What is Mitch McConnell's investment in different things in China and other politicians who have sold out?
It's unbelievable. Here you have our actual main geopolitical rival, China, which seeks to displace us.
Militarily and economically.
Exactly. And culturally, by the way, which is exerting enormous cultural influence over entertainment. You can't put the Dalai Lama in a Hollywood film. The Chinese won't allow it, really.
Right.
So the Russians are tampering with our democracy and our culture? Please spare me. I'm bored by your dumb talking. This is my complaint, again, with the Republicans, is they fall for this crap, which is totally disingenuous. It doesn't mean anything. It's dogs barking, and they play along. Russia. I'm not even going to – you know what? You're boring me. Stop. Let's talk about the real threat, China.
Right. That's absolutely true. And here's the other thing about China. They were actually repressing their people more. In the 80s, we thought if you brought in the internet and we brought in – give the Chinese government would lose control as they got more access to a different way of life.
Exactly.
Instead, it's gotten worse.
Because technology has embedded their repression. Actually, it's much more efficient to repress people digitally than it ever was with the conventional secret police.
Which I couldn't have predicted. Tucker Carlson has his brand new book out called Ship of Fools, how a selfish ruling class is bringing America to the brink of revolution. If you're one of the many people who love his penance and commentary, especially on his show, that's really the foundation of this book. We're going to come back in just a moment. And if he's a nice guy, as he used to be when he was doing Fox and Friends Weekend, he might even be able to give us some books to give away to some of our listeners, right? If you are the same guy. But a lot of times people go primetime and they totally change.
I completely agree.
Have we picked this up? Allison, you were talking to him before. Is this the same Tucker? Do you know? Because before I got here, you were talking to him.
She wasn't talking to me. She was talking to one of my assistants.
Oh, really?
Assistant number 7. Yeah.
Right.
I can't remember her name is.
One of them. Yeah. That's why you want him to wear name tags. Allison, has he changed?
He's nicer than ever because now he gets to sleep a little later.
Oh, that's true. He's not as ornery. And his hair looks better. It actually looks better.
I can afford a better wig.
It's got the bounce and shine it was lacking in the mornings. Back in a moment.
Challenging conventional thought and wisdom. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Have you ever looked at your credit card statement and been shocked by the interest rate? Did you know you can actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with auto pay, lower than average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream plants a tree, by the way, with every loan they fund. I feel great recommending to my friends and my family because it's LightStream. My listeners can also get a special discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get the discount is go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. That's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists,
activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Updating the blue-collar TV tradition of the Honeymooners and All in the Family was Roseanne Barr. Starting in 1988, Roseanne, the mom from hell, led a great ensemble cast as the Connor family made their struggles of a lower middle-class family living in uncertain times and struggling to make ends meet.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
So if he did lie about his drinking, does that mean you'll pull his...
I don't think he did. Okay. Look, here's what... I'm just saying, I'm not a drinker. I can honestly say I never had a beer in my life, okay?
Right.
It's one of my only good traits. I don't drink. Whenever they're looking for something good, I say, I never had a glass of alcohol. I've never had alcohol. I've just, you know, for whatever reason. Can you imagine if I had, what a mess I'd be? I'd be the world's worst.
So, and people love that, even the trade group standing behind him awkwardly for an hour while he took questions. Tucker Carlson's here. Tucker, you're very interesting because as much as you're into the traditional Washington speak and this is the way it's always done, you're wide open to doing something, to taking in Trump and noticing rather than judging. Notice he's doing things different, but saying not necessarily he's doing things wrong. That's different than a lot of Republicans and a lot of Democrats. Why are you open to that?
Because it's needed. Because the decisions that the people in charge made have been disasters. Not just small decisions, but big decisions on the economy, on foreign policy, on the culture. They haven't worked. That's why the middle class is dying. That's why Trump got elected. That's the best part of Trump. The downside of Trump is he doesn't know how to get things done because he doesn't understand government. He doesn't care about details. But the best part is his willingness to say obviously true things, like maybe we should secure the borders, or what are we still doing in Afghanistan, or why are the other signatories to our trade deals not living up to their end of the bargain, et cetera. Those are all totally true things that everybody agrees with, except in Washington, where the people who made the decisions are embarrassed to admit they're wrong. Trump takes a lot of crap for not apologizing. That's a fair criticism. But how about the policymakers who got us into all this garbage in the first place? Where have they apologized? Never. What have they learned from their mistakes? Nothing. I mean, do you see what I'm saying? Like, that's the best part about Trump, is telling obvious truths.
I always know you as an opinion guy. The Daily Caller is part of that.
Yeah.
You know, so you decide to launch that. And it's doing incredibly well. It's on everyone's punch list in the morning. You have 3 o'clock in the morning for me, later for you.
Ooh,
to find certainly out what's happening new and get a perspective. But the other thing is, you choose to do something almost nobody else does. You choose to book and engage people that disagree with you, usually open. How did you come to that? Was that a no-brainer for you? Was that a producer that told you that this you want to have to defend your argument in your A block almost every night?
No, I mean, that's organic. That's what I believe in. I mean, I'm very liberal in the truest sense of liberal. I believe in free speech and the free exchange of ideas. I believe in openness. I really do. I'm exactly the same on the air as I'm off the air. I only say what I really think. You may think I'm a total buffoon. Maybe you're right. But it's sincerely who I am. And I think that you should, if you're advocating for something, explain what it is you're advocating for. Explain your reasoning. What exactly are you saying? These are not hard things. You seek to influence public policy in the way 300 million people live their lives. You should have to explain it. I sincerely believe in that. It's a core belief.
But you also research. You're not just winging it and going on instinct. You are to defend your argument, but you research and go too deep. You can go deep on your argument. You can go layers deep. You're not going to just out out-yell somebody.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, the good news for me is I control what the terms are, so I decide what we talk about. And I don't, you know, I don't know much about the Law of the Sea Treaty or abstract art, so we don't do a lot of segments on those things.
Which is a shame.
It is a shame, actually. I'm against both, just for the record.
Right.
But we do topics that I care about that I think are really important. Immigration is one of them. And I don't know. That's what I'm paid to do, is to learn about stuff. So I do.
Right. You're the one who gets paid. I did not know who that was. So we did break news here. The Ship of Fools is the name of the book. And we're going to talk about this as long as the book is out and you want to come back. But you look at the Democratic Party in under a minute and you said this thing has changed. This is a different debate we're having. I asked you this on TV, but tell the radio audience.
The bottom line is it's a mirror image of what it was when I grew up. And the things that they once defended, free speech, due process, colorblindness, they now attack. Why? Because now they're in power. And so the people in power are always against free speech because it's inconvenient for them. It's always easier to divide the population into tribes in order to rule them than it is to try to rule over a united country. I mean, that's liberals took power, and so they became the opposite of what they were.
And that's best found on college campus.
Exactly.
Sadly.
Yes.
Right. Tucker Carlson, nothing sad about seeing you. It's always great. Congratulations on the runaway success of your show. And good luck with the book, Ship of Fools, How a Selfish Ruling Class is Bringing America to the Brink of Revolution. Tucker, go get him.
Thank you, Brian.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball?
My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A composer, conductor, and artistic director from New York City makes the Dean's List for being a leader of his community. Francisco J. Nunez was raised in Washington Heights. Growing up in the 70s, Francisco learned to play music on an old piano his mother brought home from the local Salvation Army. And even though he lived in a low-income neighborhood, Francisco found himself rehearsing and socializing with children from a wide range of backgrounds. And now Francisco is the artistic director and founder of YPC, the Young People's Chorus of New York City. Nearly 2,000 children ages 8 to 18 benefit musically, academically, and socially through their participation in YPC's after-school and in-school programs. Over the years, YPC has commissioned and premiered over 100 pieces of music from many of today's most visionary composers. Thank you, Francisco, for being such a wonderful example in your community and around the world. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Our Republican colleagues seem to realize they don't have a stellar candidate, so they keep diverting the issue. They say Democrats are delaying. We have no power to delay. All the delays have been caused within the Republican caucus, all of them. So when every Republican senator, including Leader McConnell, gets up and says the Democrats are delaying, they are not telling the truth.
But the delay was, and you know it, in June when Senator Feinstein got it. The letter was there. They knew about it. They never shared it. And that led up to this explosion after the 30-plus hours are done. Martha McCallum knows this. She doesn't necessarily have to agree with me, but if she doesn't have to be right all the time either. That's her choice. Her show is on at 7 o'clock, The Story Tonight. Martha coming off that huge interview with Brett Kavanaugh, who went out and had his very impactful testimony on Thursday. And now, Martha, we understand that today the FBI investigation should be wrapped up. You know the Democrats right away are going to say not thorough enough, and the Republicans are going to say we gave you what you wanted.
I think that most reasonable people look at this and say that it's likely the Democrats will never, there will never be enough investigation. They are going to have a cutoff point at some time. And I do think that it's ridiculous for Senator Schumer to suggest that this has been delayed by Republicans, that the procedure should have been that when Dianne Feinstein received that letter, there's a very clear procedure in place. Keep it anonymous, no name attached, bring it to Chuck Grassley, discuss what you're going to do as a committee. That's why these committees are designed the way they're designed. And they have that confidentiality. They have the ability to do investigations. They have the ability to subpoena people. So, you know, the way that this was handled was so obviously to maintain the ability for a Hail Mary in case it didn't work out. I think that's pretty clear, and I don't think that you have to be on one side or the other to recognize that.
A couple of things have emerged. I mean, we've got the ice-throwing incident and a bar fight that took place. Maybe over the ice-throwing incident, he was questioned in that. Okay. Can you be a Supreme Court justice and get in a bar fight when you're in 10th grade,
seeing really the worst of humanity.
He didn't get in a bar fight, by the way.
Everything is getting thrown at the wall just to see if perhaps a couple pieces of spaghetti can stick. The other one that came out yesterday was, you know, that there was a fraternity party and that there was like a circle of fraternity guys and there was a prostitute there and she was doing whatever she was doing in the middle of all of it. And it was possible, he said, that Brett Kavanaugh could have been there.
Well,
I don't know.
Possible. Not only that, that's the same fraternity that George Bush was in and other prominent politicians. George Bush said, hey, I drank too much. I stopped when I was 40. I had a DUI. He became president.
Are there perfect people in this world? No, but you cannot show any vulnerability to the president's point. So just to expand on the investigation a little, Debbie Ramirez, the second accuser, was talked to yesterday for over 2 hours. It happened on Sunday. It was detailed and productive. It was described as a productive interview. The Ramirez camp is upset, though, because they gave some names of other people, and there's no sense that they talked to those other four people. This thing is going to come up again and again. Christine Blasey Ford was not asked to for another interview, as far as we know. And they say, you know, they essentially say, we watched her. We watched her for 5 hours.
She was under oath. She was under oath, yeah, for 5 hours. You know, I mean, the bottom line is that, unfortunately, this is so incredibly partisan, and both sides are so dug in. And the bad news is that even if this situation is resolved, and, you know, let's say that Brett Kavanaugh is confirmed for the court. We have no idea whether or not he's got the votes at this point. This is going to dog him for the rest of his days. I don't think this is going to go away. It's not going to go away as a political issue in 2018 or in 2020. You are going to see the people who accuse Brett Kavanaugh on the stage of the Democratic National Convention. I guarantee it. This is going to be a political issue all the way through the next presidential election.
Well, it would be pretty amazing, astounding, if Dr. Ford was like that, because she didn't want her name out there. And we know that she wanted an anonymity. She doesn't like to fly. A lot about Dr. Ford has not panned out. It's hard to imagine she doesn't like to fly. Her boyfriend of 6 years says, I never heard she didn't want to fly. Never had claustrophobia. She lived in a one-entrance, 500-foot square apartment. Never mentioned sexual assault, but that's up to individuals. They can process it.
Well, she would say that she didn't mention it to anyone until 2012, and that it came out in the therapist's discussions and that it's in the notes. So that's consistent with her story, that she didn't share it with him in the late 90s.
Yeah, so that is something that popped up. And now we also understand, too, according to the boyfriend, the ex-boyfriend says, I don't have an extra grind, that Dr. Ford helped a friend of hers prepare for a potential polygraph exam. Dr. Ford explained in detail what to expect, how polygraphs worked, and helped McClain become familiar and less nervous about the exam. When asked, have you ever taken one or prepared for one before, she said she hadn't.
Yeah. I mean, if his story is true, that's potential for lying under oath. And it was an interesting question when it came up. When the prosecutor asked her that question, did you ever help anyone prepare? I thought, gee, where's she coming from here? And now it appears that perhaps they had, you know, some of that testimony that led to that question. I thought that was very interesting.
So with this Swetnick story is fascinating because Avenatti, who feels like he's on a roll with Stormy Daniels, which is an odd thing to say, feels like, I got another client, and this client's going to blow everything up. Yeah, she did. Her credibility. She goes out there and says, well, Brett Kavanaugh was by the punch bowl. Did he spike it? No.
He was standing near it, though.
Handing solo cups around.
Standing near it. Handing
guilty
girls drinks who came to the party, to go to a party, I would assume.
Party said he hasn't even confirmed that he's there, and she's a college person. And then she stood outside a doorway when there was group sex going on.
Yeah.
And he might have been somebody who assaulted her.
She's got so many. And she was asked, you know, why were you at this party when you were in college and they were in high school? And she said, oh, there were people of all ages there, from like 15 to like 25, I think she said. You know, and then, it's just so, her story has so many holes in it. It's incredible. I can't figure out. And then they said, oh, can some of your friends who were with you there verify that you were there? And NBC called all four of the friends. They couldn't get one of them to verify her story.
Alan Dershowitz was on. He said that, I think that Brett Kavanaugh should be confirmed, but he wanted to see an FBI investigation first. Kavanaugh speaks. She speaks. He says, I think he should be confirmed, but I still want to see the FBI investigation. And I would start, and I didn't know where he was coming from at the time, with Swetnick. That's the third accuser. I thought to myself, why? Cut six.
I think the FBI ought to investigate every single one of her claims. And if it turns out that she made it up out of whole cloth, that she never met Kavanaugh, that she was several years older than him, that she, along with others or by herself, simply made up a story, the FBI should conclude that. She should be tried for perjury, and she should be sent to prison. This becomes a very important education moment, because we have to teach the women of the world and the men of the world that there is no genetically linked aspect of telling the truth.
I think that he makes an excellent point. And I think this is what we all need to get back to. The idea that all women should be believed is a false premise. We need to strip away gender from questions of truth. It doesn't matter who's the man and who's the woman in these stories. What matters is who's telling the truth. And, you know, there's a lot that we still need to discover. There's a ton of these stories out there. But if you strip that away, you are at least on the right course to figuring out where the truth lies.
Yeah, and I think that's where we're at. Now, when Donald Trump Jr. was asked the question, are you more worried for your son or your daughter about this in the future? He says, no doubt for my sons. Here's what Donald Trump Sr. said. Cut eight.
This is a time when your father, when your husband, when your brother, when your son, a terrible thing just happened. A person who I've never met said that I did things that were horrible, and they're firing me from my job, Mom. I don't know what to do. It's a damn sad situation. So that's something to think about, right? That's something to think of your son. Think of your husband.
And who do you worry about more, your daughter or your...
You know what? I worry about them equally when it comes to this. And I would say that one of the big lessons for young women from this whole thing is, as hard as it is, if something happens to you, you need to document it right away. You need to tell people what happened. You need to tell your parents. Mm-hmm. You need to tell the police. You need to have whatever evidence you can possibly grab from that situation to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that what you say happened to you. That is my message for young women, and I think it's very important. For young men, they need to be extraordinarily careful because we're living in a time in this Me Too moment where the pendulum has swung too far and where an accusation becomes an indictment, and that is not the judicial system that we live in this country.
Exactly. And by the way, the other thing, I want to go to Teresa on WOKV because this is another issue I wanted to bring up with you. Teresa, Martha McCallum's here getting set for her show at 7 o'clock. You want to talk about the protesters.
Yes. My issue with them is just like with the women that have accused him, like the protester in the elevator. Just because she wants to come out there and scream, everyone thinks, oh, my gosh, something bad happened to her. How do we know that? I feel like I believe the liberals when they said they will do whatever it takes to keep a Trump appointee off the bench. What makes anybody think that these women aren't the type of people that could do that? Because we saw that on TV. We saw all the women wearing the vagina hats. We saw what they were doing, and we heard what they were saying. I mean, there was a woman, I can't remember what actress it was. She was on TV talking about very gross things that, you know, go on with women's bodies every month, and it's almost like they were wanting to blame all men. I just don't get it.
Right.
Just because they come out and they say that this happened to me, we don't know that.
All right. Zandrisa, I get
you
your point.
I would say beyond that, you don't know whether or not, you know, the women in the elevator went through these experiences. I'm going to assume they did. I you know, think they probably did. But their experience does not translate to this situation. These crimes are individual crimes. They are not a broad brush that you sweep all men with. Each one of them needs to be determined on its validity. And so, you know, Jeff Flake and Brett Kavanaugh and Dr. Christine Ford, their situation that they're all determining the truth of is completely separate from every other one of these situations.
And that's what Bill Cassidy did when he was confronted yesterday. Listen.
And why are you supporting Kavanaugh?
And why wouldn't I support Kavanaugh?
Because
wait a second, everybody there said that it did not happen. So why am I going to...
So you're okay as a doctor to harm a woman?
Wait a second. Are you okay as a person to go ahead and to accept a non-corroborated charge to destroy someone's life?
How many people have...
If it destroyed your life, your son's life,
well,
or your husband?
Well, if it was the Supreme Court, not the Supreme Court...
Wait a second, don't answer my question. If it was your husband, your son, your father, whose life has been destroyed by non-corroborated, would you like that?
I would support a full FBI investigation.
I hadn't heard that exchange. That's really remarkable. And it's very evident of what's going on. And it's not, you know, and it's very interesting also to see the president tapping into this about, you know, your son, your husband, because that's a very bold strategy. The president never shies away from saying that something that he thinks is tapping into what a lot of people are feeling in the country. But I do think that men, the majority of which are good and don't spend their time assaulting or attacking women, feel under siege, and we're actually going to do a men's panel tonight. We did a women's panel the other night for moms, and we had people on both sides of the fence who felt that, you know, Kavanaugh was guilty, and other women who said that, you know, that they didn't feel like the charges had been proven. Tonight we're going to talk to men about how they feel about this issue.
Great. Martha McCallum's going to host her show at 7 o'clock tonight. We're back to wrap up this hour. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Challenging conventional thought and wisdom. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Have you ever looked at your credit card statement and been shocked by the interest rate? Did you know you can actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with auto pay, lower than average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream plants a tree, by the way, with every loan they fund. I feel great recommending to my friends and my family because it's LightStream. My listeners can also get a special discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get the discount is go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. That's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call us at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785.
No holds barred talk, can't miss documentaries, specials, and more. Plus, your favorite Fox News personalities. This is our time, and this is going to be our place. Fox Nation, coming soon. Sign up for updates and be the first to know. Go to foxnation.com now. The Fox News Rundown is a weekly morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Find it now on foxnewspodcasts.com.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back. Martha, you already revealed she's going to have a men's panel tonight. Will we tonight, Martha, in your opinion, have an FBI investigation? Will it be completed and handed in?
I don't know.
I think the answer is yes.
It could be. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure from the GOP side to get it done and to get it handed in. They want to stay on a calendar with this and keep it within a week. But as we have seen in this, there's a lot of twists and turns, so anything could happen. Ben Shapiro is also on with us tonight to react to all this.
Great. So David Barstow is the one who put this article together, this monster article about the Trump family fortune that started with Fred Trump. I want you to hear what he said on CNN today. Cut 30.
How did they avoid over $500 million in taxes? And the answer is two parts. Some of it is through legitimate tax avoidance strategies. But what we also uncovered was this series of tax evasion strategies. One very simple component of that was to portray on tax returns $20 million apartment buildings as if they were really only $1 million apartment buildings. That's one tactic that the Trump family used, and we know that the president was deeply involved in setting up that strategy of essentially systematically lowballing the value of real estate as it transferred from mom and dad to the kids.
How do you know that? First off, 100,000, they say, documents from Fred Trump's days on this earth, died in 1998. Tens of thousands of confidential records, interviews with former employees of Fred Trump. And they claim that he was always siphoning money to his kids. As 3 years old, that Donald Trump, at 3 years old, was earning $200,000 a year. He put him on the salary of all these companies. And basically, it's all set up. They do not know what Donald Trump actually did because they don't have his tax returns.
Well, you know, I think a lot of wealthy people look for ways to be as creative as they can within the law. And that's the question. I mean, when you read down several paragraphs into this, it says that there's no criminal charges. The IRS never tried to proceed with any criminal charges with regard to this. Statute of limitations has kicked in on a number of the issues, but there is the potential of civil claims. I mean, this may go somewhere. It may not. It's no surprise that people are as creative as they possibly can be within the law to figure out ways to pay lower taxes. It's possible with some of those real estate investments that they were going on a mark-to-market accounting basis of what they could have sold for at that time, and maybe, you know, that those properties appreciated later and were worth a lot more. But my guess is that it's something along those lines. We'll see.
Here's what he said about could Donald Trump be in trouble if this is true? Cut 35.
Because the events that we're describing, most of them happened in the 1990s in terms of the tax dodges. That's too far ago. That's too long ago. It's past the statute of limitations for criminal accountability for tax evasion. However, civil tax fraud, there's no statute of limitations on that. So potentially, tax authorities could go back and look at these transactions. And if they decided that they were indeed fraudulent, as we describe in this story, they could seek very stiff civil penalties.
So they're just an all-out attack on this guy. And I have this other story. Crashed it. He has dropped on the Forbes list substantially. He's lost a lot of money since he's become president. Yeah. They can't do anything international. So where's his benefit? This type of scrutiny.
Yeah. And as you pointed out, he went bankrupt a couple of times during the period that they're looking at. So, you know, it would be interesting to know how that happened.
Yeah.
If this is all true. And, you know, you look back at the president during the campaign saying that he knew that it was going to hurt his business, but he was okay with that. You know, he said, I built my business. I've, you know, basically passed it off to my children now, and I'm willing to sacrifice the financial gains in order to serve the country. So, I mean, that was a conscious decision that he made, and for PR reasons and otherwise, there have been reasons why some of his businesses have been hurt.
Right. They say his wealth has declined $1 billion since he became president. It stands at $3.1 billion. It was at $4.5 billion in 2015. So now he's tumbled down the Forbes 400 list. I think he'll still be okay.
Ouch. Don't you hate it when that happens?
All right.
When you fall on the billionaire list?
Well, it's true. He says one of the reasons Oprah will not run, because 50% of the country will hate her. She likes to be loved.
Exactly.
Thanks, Martha.
Thanks, Brian.
Have you ever looked at your credit card statement and been shocked by the interest rate? Did you know you can actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with auto pay, lower than average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream plants a tree, by the way, with every loan they fund. I feel great recommending to my friends and my family because it's LightStream. My listeners can also get a special discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get the discount is go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. That's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. The Senate has spoken.
The nomination of Brett M. Kavanaugh of Maryland to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
The outcome never really in doubt after the drama surrounding Friday's vote to advance the nomination. The vote capping a nearly three-month, often bitter struggle that veered into uncorroborated accusations of a more than three-decade-old sexual assault. A delayed committee vote and a supplemental FBI background check that itself sparked controversy over its thoroughness. Kavanaugh himself never wavered in his strong denials of all accusations. Kavanaugh will be on the bench when the court reconvenes after the Columbus Day holiday.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines with that report. Meanwhile, President Trump hailing the tremendous victory of Kavanaugh's confirmation.
At a rally in Topeka, Kansas, President Trump didn't waste any time getting to the big news story of the weekend.
The U.S. Senate confirmed Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
He called Kavanaugh's confirmation a tremendous victory
for our nation, our people, and our beloved Constitution.
And he urged Republicans to vote in the midterms to keep GOP control of Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A magnitude 5.9 earthquake shook northwestern Haiti, damaging homes, a church, and at least one hospital. Officials report that people have been injured but haven't confirmed local media reports of deaths. Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke has been convicted of second-degree murder in the 2014 shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. Van Dyke was taken into custody moments after the verdict was read Friday. He was the first city police officer in about 50 years to be convicted of murder in an on-duty shooting. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, to you for PatriotMobile.com. Did you know you can vote with your dollars by switching to Patriot Mobile? It's the nation's only conservative cell phone service. Patriot Mobile provides nationwide reliable service with unlimited talk and text, less money, no hidden fees, and Patriot Mobile automatically donates a portion of your bill to the conservative causes you are voting to protect. Keep your number, bring your own device, or select a new one. For a limited time, get select Android and iPhones starting at only $4 a month. I just picked up a second phone with Patriot Mobile. It was easy to get. Their U.S.-based member services team provided excellent service, and I love knowing that my cell phone company supports conservative causes I believe in, like the Heritage Foundation. Stop supporting big mobile and liberal causes. Switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/Hugh or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-272-8746. Again, patriotmobile.com/Hugh or 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-272-8746.
The president of Belarus has rejected prospective steps against domestic violence.
Alexander Lukashenko said a draft bill criminalizing domestic violence amounts to what he called Western nonsense, saying that physical punishment could be useful in raising children. He added that, quote, a good belting could be useful for a kid. The president cited his own experience with his sons, saying he frequently punished his oldest child, and that served as a good lesson for his younger son. And he says citizens of his country should follow their own traditions, not imitate what he called nonsense taken from the West. Bob Agnew reporting.
Thousands of environmentalists protested the expansion of a coal mine in western Germany a day after a court blocked the felling of an endangered forest near the site. The mood Saturday at Hambacher Forest near Cologne celebratories. Thousands expressed relief over the court's temporary halt to clearing of Hambach Forest after an environmental group argued the forest deserves political or protected status. This is townhall.com. One condemned inmate killed another Friday, the first slaying of a death row inmate in California in more than 20 years.
30-year-old Jonathan Fajardo was stabbed in the chest and neck with an inmate-made weapon in a recreational yard of the cell house that holds the bulk of condemned inmates at San Quentin State Prison. 34-year-old Luis Rodriguez is considered the suspect. Investigators were trying to determine the motive and how he obtained or was able to make the weapon. Such slayings are common in California prisons, but rare on death row, where the last one occurred in 1997. Patrick Foss reporting.
Mattress Firm, the nation's largest mattress retailer, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, saying its rapid expansion of stores in recent years resulted in cannibalization of sales. The Houston-based company plans to close 700 of its more than 3,200 stores around the country. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org. From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. It's going to be a big hour. We're going to be joined by the great Chris Wallace in a matter of moments as soon as he's dressed. And we're going to have a special guest, Rehan Salam, who's an executive editor of the National Review and a National Review Institute policy fellow, contributing editor of The Atlantic. He is talking about melting pot or civil war, where we're at in this country, very emblematic about what we're going through right now between Democrats and Republicans, let alone blacks, whites, minorities, and everything else. And gender roles, all that's on the table. We'll talk to him about that and take your calls at 1-866-408-7669. Always remember you can watch the stream at BrianKilmeadShow.com. So before we get to Chris, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the biggest things you need to know, to the power of three, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
Some of the things that were shared were explosive in nature. I mean, the FBI knowing more about the potential bias and motivations behind those sharing information.
There you go. We are talking about Mark Meadows. Very happy when he found out from James Baker, former FBI attorney, on the FBI attorney working with James Comey. He was very, very candid. They can't tell us details, but it looks like a breakthrough on the Russia probe.
Number two.
The people who are up for grabs and are going to settle public opinion on this are people who are independents. And as we saw in the Harvard-Harris poll, their attitude is, today I'm sort of leaning against it, but if there's no corroboration, then I am strongly for it, 58 to 30-some-odd percent.
Well, that was Karl Rove, who wants Brett Kavanaugh, his good friend, who he knows quite well, to get on and go ahead and become a Supreme Court justice. But he's seen some residue from the controversy, and that is helping, according to Karl and many others, red state Republicans trying to oust blue state senators. We'll explain.
Number one.
The scope of this investigation was so narrowed by the White House and the Republican majority that it failed to meet the test of respecting Dr. Ford's allegation.
There you go. Senator Coons, who we just spoke to on Fox and Friends, talking about the FBI, handed in their homework last night. It looks like Brett Kavanaugh passed another background check. We're getting reports now. There's nothing that is relatively new there after Senator Grassley and company have left the private viewing party that they're in. All 100 senators will have that option to go in, and what they'll find is a bunch of summaries of about 9 interviews with people in and around the Brett Kavanaugh investigation on his high school and college background. With us right now is Chris Wallace.
Now it is time to clear the airwaves of the Brian Kilmeade Show for the original receptive voice.
That is the stupidest line I've ever heard. I don't know why they keep using it.
What should we call you, Mr. Wallace?
I'd like once in my life somebody to say Chris Wallace, oligarch.
The man who sat with Vladimir Putin. The man who vacations in Russia. The man who calls George Clooney a friend. Chris Wallace. Oligarch.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You getting pumped up? You're doing a special report tonight.
I am doing a special report tonight for the great Brett Baier. And actually, there's not going to be a lot to talk about tonight. There's going to be a lot to talk about tomorrow when I'm also doing this show, because tomorrow it looks like they will have the cloture vote to cut off debate. And with a nuclear option that was started by the Democrats and finished by the Republicans, it only takes 50 votes. And if they can get those 50 votes, plus one, the tie being broken by the vice president, they can go on Saturday and confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. But it'll be interesting today, because you're going to get reaction from the various senators who are going to go into what's called the SCIF. That's a secure compartmental, I don't know what that SCIF stands for, but basically it's a super secret thing. It's not unlike your closet. And they will read, and they have one copy. And so I'm just sort of thinking that Feinstein and Kamala Harris and Dick Blumenthal will be sitting there reading over each other's shoulders, saying, no, I haven't finished page one yet. Let's wait. And then they'll go through it, and the word has already come out. Apparently, Grassley has seen it and says there's no corroboration for the allegations of sexual abuse by either Deborah Ramirez, the Yale classmate of Kavanaugh, or Christine Blasey Ford. They really didn't investigate the Julie Swetnick story, and frankly, I don't blame them. I mean, it was just scurrilous and completely unfounded and preposterous, really. Preposterous, the idea.
Right. That interview that I saw on NBC, even Kate Snow just could not believe some of the things she was saying, standing around a punch bowl, standing around a doorway where group sex was happening, was assaulted. Brett Kavanaugh might have been one of the assailants. Unbelievable that they aired it. The list of those who are interviewed includes Mark Judge, his longtime friend. It took 2 days. Leland Kaiser, that old friend of Ford's, who she says she hasn't seen in a long time, has no recollection of this party. P.J. Smith at the party. Tim Gaudette, allegedly at the party. Chris Garrett, named on Kavanaugh's calendars, allegedly at the party. Some say it was at his house. He does not remember it that way, reportedly. And then Deborah Ramirez from Yale claims Kavanaugh exposed himself. Now, here are what the Democrats are going to be saying. Democrats are going to be saying that witness list is not big enough. How come Brett Kavanaugh wasn't re-questioned? How come Dr. Ford wasn't re-questioned? How come Debbie Ramirez's recommendations for those who will corroborate their story weren't caught up with? Now, is that an effective argument?
Look, in the end, it may be effective politically, and we'll talk about the politics of this. In the end, the only question is, does what was done satisfy two of the three swing Republicans, Jeff Flake, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins? If you can get two of the three, that gets them to 50. Mike Pence breaks the tie, and he's on the Supreme Court. That's the jury we're talking to here. That's the voting block we're talking to here. Now, when you talk about politics, conceivably that'll be an argument that, and there'll be a lot of arguments. Assuming that Kavanaugh is confirmed, the Democrats will say, well, it wasn't really an investigation; it was more of a cover-up. They're going to blast President Trump for mocking, according to them, Christine Blasey Ford. The interesting thing is, though, is to the degree that you see sort of independent analysts out there who don't have a partisan axe to grind, this seems to be so far a net plus for the Republicans because of the fact that pre-Kavanaugh there seemed to be an enthusiasm gap, and Democrats seem much more enthused about going out and voting in the midterms, where there traditionally is a fairly low voter turnout. And this and all of the partisan blowback and what Republicans say has been dirty pool by the Democrats has energized the Republican base. So they think that net, it's a political plus for the Republicans in terms of getting them energized and out to actually vote.
So I want you to hear Joe. So everyone's looking at the three Republicans. I personally don't believe a Democrat would cast a consequential vote. Joe Manchin is leaving that door open. Listen to how our own Chad Pergram was walking with him yesterday, trying to get to the bottom of what he was thinking. Cut eight.
What are you looking for at this
point? Well, I'm just looking for some clarity. I can't judge on anything until I see it. I don't know how many times I got to tell you. I just want to see the report. Once I see this report, you're asking me, is it too much, not enough, needs to be more? Let me see it first, and I'll maybe have an opinion I can give you.
And here's Chad's question, cut nine.
This has been horrible. It's been a circus. I'm looking at the gentleman as an adult, 22 to 53, 31 years of professional service. I'm looking at him as a father, as a person in the community. I interact with this community. I'm looking a little bit of everything. I'm trying to put the human side to it. I mean, I'm just looking at the human side of it also. I think every aspect has to be looked at.
It's kind of a clue to maybe what he's thinking, 22 to 53. Nobody, as far as I know, has a problem with 22 to 53. Do you?
Well, the only thing that people would question is whether he was candid with the committee when he was asked a variety of questions. But no, obviously, and that's part of the issue here, is he's led an exemplary career, personally and professionally, since college. But you put your finger on the key, which is, it's one thing for Joe Manchin in a state that Donald Trump won by, 20 points or something over Hillary Clinton in 2016. It's one thing for him to provide the 51st vote or the 52nd vote for Kavanaugh. But, in other words, a vote that puts him on the, quote, right side of the issue in terms of voters in his state, but doesn't really make a difference in terms of defeating or confirming Kavanaugh. Would he make the 50th vote? Would he break with his party if he was the difference between Kavanaugh getting on the court or not? I don't know, but a lot of people question that. You know, it's sort of like a free vote for him and a politically safe vote for him if it's already going to happen. It's a very different thing, and there would be a lot of blowback if he provided the 50th vote to get Kavanaugh on the court.
So a couple of things. Heidi Heitkamp trailing by double digits in her to keep her seat for another 6 years in North Dakota. People overwhelmingly want her to vote for Brett Kavanaugh. Now, Claire McCaskill already weighed in. She goes, personal conduct aside, as he was a teenager, I just don't like him. You know, he's not for me. I'm not voting for him. She's in a dead heat to keep her seat for six more years. Marsha Blackburn has caught up and surpassed in the latest Fox poll. Phil Bredesen, some people look at him as a moderate Democrat. So some of this momentum is real on the Senate. And, man, that has consequences because if Kavanaugh fails, you lose the Senate. You're not going to – you just basically see that seat open for 2 years.
It's interesting. I've always felt that what happens in the Senate in terms of the vote on Kavanaugh is going to have a kind of reverse effect in in the political races for the midterm. And my argument is more for the Democrats. In other words, I think that if the Democrats lose on Kavanaugh, I think it energizes their base more than if they win on Kavanaugh. It's like, you know, we didn't have the votes. We've got to take control of the Senate. Then we can block this from happening again. I think that's pretty clear. There are two arguments, and they're directly contradictory on the impact on Republicans. One argument is that if they lose, if Kavanaugh goes down, then that energizes Republicans. The other argument is you've had the majority. You've got a Republican president. We've got a Supreme Court nominee we liked. If you can't get it together and put this guy in the court, then that depresses the Republicans. I tend now to think that Republicans win by winning. Democrats politically may win by losing.
Yeah, a couple of things. You know, I just laugh when people say, well, he's going to get in, he's going to get out. How do you know? It's really down to three people. And unless you tell me that you have somebody that just talked to Collins, Murkowski, or Flake, I cannot possibly, you can't possibly say you know where this is going. So I thought Jeff Flake, he made that statement dramatically, tap Coons on the shoulder. You were covering it. You were offering 10 to 12 hours of commentary on committee day. So they go outside and they come back and they say, I'm going to vote this out of committee, but we're going to take 7 days and only 7 days in order to have the FBI look at these allegations. So I'm thinking Jeff Flake is going out with his moral compass intact. And then he says this.
Senator Flake, you've announced that you're not running for re-election, and I wonder, could you have done this if you were running for re-election?
No. Not a chance.
Not a chance.
No.
Because politics has become too sharp, too partisan?
Yeah. There's no value to reaching across the aisle. There's no currency for that anymore. There's no incentive.
What does that have to do with it? I thought you were doing something was right because you thought it was right. Now he's saying I would not have done it.
Actually, I give him a break on that. I think he's being honest. I think he's saying.
Oh, I think he's being honest.
Yeah, but I don't think that's necessarily bad. He is saying that in today's world, if you were running for re-election in the state of Arizona and you did this to delay for a week, that it would have blown up a lot of your base. The whole Flake story is interesting because, man, he has not been off television since he made that announcement on Friday. He was on 60 Minutes. He's
Atlantic.
Been on every talk show. The only place I don't think he's been is Fox, has he?
No, not that I know of. Why, are you going to try to book him?
We tried to book him for about how many years have I been on the show? Well, but a long time, and he doesn't come on. And you know, the funny thing is, I will tell you a conversation I have.
See, I can't believe you're giving him a pass.
There are certain people over the years that I have ticked off, and they don't come on the show, you know, because I thought I asked a question that was too hard or whatever. And I kind of go, oh, okay, you know, I asked the question, I did what I'm supposed to do, and they're mad, and they won't come on. I don't think I've ever met Jeff Flake, so, you know, it's like, how could I have ticked him off? I've never met the man, but anyway.
No, but you can do that to people that don't know you. Some people don't like you.
Apparently so. I mean, yeah. You know, it's like the old line, well, I shouldn't say that.
Well, by the way, I cannot believe you're giving him a pass. He's saying that I will act with my conscience unless it's going to cost me. That's like saying I'll be nice to people as long as the camera's on. But when the camera's off, I'm going to act like a jerk.
I
can't believe
you're
giving
him a
pass.
I think he's being honest. I think he's saying that there is no – and it is certainly the case that in today's 50-50 red-blue, highly polarized politics, that the people who made their reputations and gained support – for reaching across the aisle, there's very little appetite for that.
What about his idol? What about Senator McCain? Thumbs down. He looks up to Senator McCain. He had no problem.
I know, and I don't know that the McCain would have won re-election in Arizona. There are very few people that you could look at that you would say, well, compromise and let's legislate and let's solve things. I think it's one of the great tragedies in American politics today.
Chris Wallace, one of the great things that ever happened to me is me getting word that you were going to be able to fill in for Brett Baer tonight and tomorrow. And then we got your Fox News Sunday on Sunday.
What,
it's
why
going to be
is
a
that
huge
a great
week
thing for
great.
You? You don't like. You see, you always run down. You don't like Brett Baer? You like it better when I'm on the show?
Well, I don't say I like it better, but just to have a guy, you come out like, you know, normally you have off for 6 days. And to have you come
I
out
do.
Off
this
the case.
I will tell you, I've been talking to my agent, and this thing of working on Thursday and Friday is really...
Right.
It's almost a human rights abuse.
Exactly.
I'm really quite upset about
it. It's like
it.
Taking you out of Cooperstown and just asking you to go and do pedestrian weekday work. It's a great moment.
I'm deeply honored to be a part of the Fox News team and to help in any way I can.
All right. Please dress the part. Chris Wallace, thanks so much.
Goodbye.
Listen, when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls. Everyone's jammed in here. President just tweeted. I'll share that with you in just a moment.
One of the most popular talk show hosts in the country because, darn it, people like him.
Why do I go on the Brian Kilmeade show? Because, I mean, compared to Rachel Maddow, you're terrific.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Have you ever looked at your credit card statement and been shocked by the interest rate? Did you know you can actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, lower than average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream plants a tree, by the way, with every loan they fund. I feel great recommending to my friends and my family because it's LightStream. My listeners can also get a special discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get the discount is go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. That's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This is Fox on Justice. All 12 members of the jury must agree that a defendant is guilty of a crime, but not in Louisiana, where a jury can vote 11 to 1 or 10 to 2 for a felony conviction. The law goes back to 1880, soon after the passage of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, opening up jury service to African Americans. Louisiana changed its state constitution
to perpetuate the supremacy of the Anglo-Saxon race in Louisiana.
Angela Allen Bell, reading from 1880 documents, she's leading the charge to change the law, which she says is a throwback to Jim Crow times, designed to lock up black people.
Completely in violation of law as well as human rights principles.
Oregon is the only other state with a similar law. But on Election Day, Louisiana voters will be asked whether they want to get rid of the non-unanimous verdicts and require a 12-to-nothing jury vote to find someone guilty. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Although Neil Hefti was a big band trumpeter and composer for the movies The Odd Couple and Barefoot in the Park, he will always be best remembered as the composer of the iconic theme of the 1960s superhero TV series Batman. The theme was released as a single, won a Grammy Award in 1966, and became a top 40 radio hit.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Standing only 5'4", he was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest somewhere in the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if I was the one who won that contest. And I said, yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I think, look, everybody called for this because they were an independent third party. They were the gold standard in terms of an investigation, nonpartisan. And to have them now say, we found no support for Dr. Ford's allegations, but we didn't speak to her, I think does undermine their credibility.
So Fran Townsend thinks that they should have talked to Dr. Ford and they should have talked to Kavanaugh again. Okay. She is got a lot of respect, and she does know Brett Kavanaugh, you would assume, because she was with the Bush administration, as was Brett Kavanaugh. Marty, listen to WRCN in Long Island. Marty.
Hey, Brian. How you doing, kid?
Good. What's on your mind?
You know, the issue, I think, is that, you know, they should be more interested in how he has worked as a judge, you know?
Yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago. Now they want to know what kind of high school kid he was.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and the forge, she's, you know, she's lying about how it happened. You know, when you have something that traumatic happen to you, you're not going back to that house, and you know where that house is. You're not forgetting that, but you don't know where it is.
I don't know. I wouldn't even put ourselves there, Marty. We don't know what it's like to go through it. She's a psychologist herself. I just go by, there's too much that you can't confirm. And her boyfriend of 6 years blows holes in everything from a refusal to fly to claustrophobia. So there's not a lot that I really has checked out from what she said.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
An Oregon street preacher was cited for violating a sound ordinance while preaching outside a Portland soccer game recently. Police cited him for broadcasting his message about the gospel via megaphone that could be heard from more than 100 feet away, a violation of Oregon law. Well, Pacific Justice Institute came to this preacher's defense and drafted a legal brief requesting that the charges be dismissed on constitutional grounds. Well, the DA dropped the charges. Score one for religious liberty, because street preachers have a right to preach the gospel in public forums, and that includes public sidewalks.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The gum-chewing, rope-twirler, Oklahoma social commentator Will Rogers was a friend of presidents, heads of state, and politicians. He was often quoted in the Congressional Record, as he was in this recording from 1925.
And I received a wire this week from a congressman friend of mine who wants a copy of my plan to read in the Congressional Record. I feel pretty good about that. That's the highest praise that a humorist can have, is to get your stuff into Congressional Record. You see, ordinarily, you got to work your way up as a humorist and first get into Congress. And then you work on up into the Senate, and then if your stuff is funny enough, it goes into the Congressional Record. But for an outsider to get in there as a humorist without having served his apprenticeship in either the House or the Senate, well, I'm not bragging, but by golly, I feel pretty big about it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A 7-year-old who stole the show with her rendition of the national anthem makes today's Dean's List. The Los Angeles Galaxy may have won its match against the Seattle Sounders, but it was Malaya Emma that had everyone cheering. Malaya sang the Star Spangled Banner ahead of the game, and video of her rousing performance has racked up thousands of views on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Take a listen. The voice of an angel. Keep singing, You Made Our Day. And the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Everyone who's been paying attention to this for a while now have thought that of those four, that maybe Lisa Murkowski is the most likely no in the group. She's got a governor and a lieutenant governor in Alaska who are both against Kavanaugh. She survived a primary, and there are these Native American issues that Kavanaugh is in the wrong place on from their point of view, and that's a hugely important constituency for her. So the politics for Lisa Murkowski at least open up the space for her to vote no if she wants to.
That's an interesting take. I don't know what the problem with Lisa Murkowski. I know she feels abandoned by the Republican Party, but it's just this is a Republican nominee by a Republican president with a majority in the Senate. But she's taking all these meetings with women's groups yesterday and did not commit yesterday either. The thought is, according to Ed Henry at the White House, is that they think they got Collins, they think they got Blake, they think they lost Murkowski. That's what he was reporting earlier. But now we know that Blake has not made up his mind yet. He doesn't have much time. I think the vote is beginning right now. Welcome, everyone. This is Brian Kilmeade Show. I do got to remind you while we're doing this that you can always get our podcast, and the first hour is free. Go to BrianKilmeadeShow.com. Just sign up. And then the next 2 hours you're probably going to want to get. And I hope to see you in person in Tampa, in Norfolk, Virginia, and in Nashville coming up on the 19th, 20th, and 21st. Go to BrianKilmeade.com for tickets. We'll talk about things like this, the behind-the-scenes stories, but also my three history books in America, Great from the Start. So the voting has started, from what you can tell, right? I'm just watching the crawl right now. Looks like it started. Yeah, it is underway. And when they call Jeff Flake, what will he say? Everybody's in attendance. It reminds me of the vote for health care. Remember the skinny repeal? And remember, it was about 2 or 3 in the morning when Senator McCain walked in and said thumbs down, even though he had texted a good friend of ours of the show and said, I'll vote for it. So something happened. I read the actual text, and we're seeing what happened with Flake. I said yes. He gets on the elevator, gets yelled at, and he changes his mind. Senator Collins says, I'm going to vote to move it ahead to cloture, but I'm not necessarily going to vote for it tomorrow. I'm telling you, the guy who has the most to gain and very little to lose is Joe Manchin. Who cares how many Democratic friends you have? You're already 70 years old. You've been a governor. You're in a very red state. You're a pro-gun guy who is against Obamacare. Go the rest of the way. Wayne, listening on WHIO in Dayton, Ohio. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Hey, let's get right to the chase. There's two things here. One, we need to stop looking at things from an emotional perspective and start looking at things from a logical, common-sense perspective. Having said that, why would Kavanaugh not be voted in? He is as qualified, if not more qualified, than anybody sitting on the bench right now.
And everyone thought that. And I was actually refreshed to hear Democrats talking about they don't like this decision and that decision. Those are the old days. So they're different.
Right.
Remember what I asked Chris Coons on television yesterday? I said, you're not going to vote for him either way, right? He goes, no, I'm not. And I said, why? He said, well, because I'm a liberal and I want a liberal judge and he's a conservative judge. And I said, Justice Scalia got 90-plus votes. Lindsey Graham voted for Sotomayor and Kagan. Oh, so many people did in the past. They just see if you're qualified. You know, you had Supreme Court Justice Stevens up until today, a liberal's liberal, say, yeah, Brett Kavanaugh should be confirmed. It doesn't matter your ideology. Are you qualified? So
exactly.
They totally have gotten off the track.
Right. Let's quit playing politics. Vote the most qualified.
Wait a second. I just got to stop you for a second. Flake voted yes. Flake has voted yes. That just came out. Now, it doesn't mean he's going to vote yes tomorrow, but for now, he has voted yes. And I give him credit because he said, have an investigation, see if there's any corroboration. If there isn't, then we move ahead. There wasn't. He said that, and now we move ahead. I believe, right? That's two. You got Collins and Flake. You need, that would give you enough with Pence to put you over the top, right? Because you now have, the only one you don't have is Murkowski. So then you're at 50. And if you're at 50, Pence puts you at 51. Corker, people that are worried about Corker and others, I mean, he's already said I'm in. So here's the key vote. So it looks like Jeff Flake has voted yes. Melissa, listening in Springfield, Missouri.
Ryan Kilmeade, you rock, my man.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Let me tell you something. You know, I had something similar as Dr. Ford did when I was 18 years old. And, you know, they trotted her in there. She was the Mayella Ewell of Macomb County, sitting there acting like she's scared as a rabbit. But I got to tell you something. If you had something happen to you and you had 36 years to stew about it, she would have come out with Judge Kavanaugh's demeanor. She would have said, you know, you can deny it all you want, but you know it happened. I know it happened. God knows it happened. And he would have been the one saying, well, gee, I don't know. It was so long ago. I went to a lot of parties. And, he, you know, the demeanors were exactly the opposite for me to believe her story at all.
Right.
I thought she was the only party she went to where they attempted to rape her was the Democrat Party.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not going to ridicule her. I don't know anything about her. But just so much is at stake. You got to just remove the emotion from it and say, is it enough to destroy somebody's life? That something happened 36 years ago that nobody can corroborate, that one person never mentioned to anybody else, whose details are still murky, whose friend that was supposed to back up her story is being pressured to back up her story, and she said as much, even though they deny it.
If I could face the guy that did this to me, I was in a doctor's office, for Pete's sake, and with no other person present. He took me in an exam room without a nurse present. And if I could face him today, I'd say, forget about voting. Just let me have 5 minutes alone with him in a room and let me tear him limb from limb.
Okay, let me
he
just give you. Well, let me just interrupt for 1 second. Flake has voted yes, as I told you. Collins has voted yes, and Murkowski has voted no. So that's the one they can lose. Now, if Collins is going to make a final decision at 3 o'clock today, it's dead if she says no, right? Unless Manchin, we're waiting on Manchin now. Senator Murkowski votes against advancing Kavanaugh. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What else does she want? So the Alaskan senator, who was abandoned by her party, they went with the Tea Party candidate through nomination, but she won the overall election, goes in the base of her party and the nominee. So you got two that's through. We're waiting on Manchin, but two of the three is enough, I believe. Yeah, because you have 51 votes, and you lost. Murkowski had 50. Pence would make 51. So we'll bring you up to date. So this is all unfolding now. What's happening is Chad Pergram has told us that, but we cannot hear. We have a mic on the floor. We cannot hear it. It's just the way it's set up. You can't mic every single desk. So they're going through it. So it's going to be announced shortly. Man, it's happening right now. They're going to be done with this in the next 15 minutes. We'll keep you updated. Jeannie, listen in Norfolk, Virginia, WNIS. Hey, Jeannie.
Yes.
Continue.
This is the first time I've ever called in on your show, so thank you, and I really enjoy your show.
Thank you. I hope to see you on the 21st. I'm going to be down there live, so I hope you guys are there. I had the best time when I was with WNIS listeners when I went to the Barnes & Noble there. We had just been on for a short time, and it was just great to meet everyone in your military-oriented community. But as I follow these events, what's on your mind, Jeannie?
Well, what's on my mind are 2 points. Number one, I went to Georgetown Visitation, and I graduated in 1982. And I can tell you, I don't know who these people are who are on Facebook saying, talking about rape and sexual assault. That was never even a topic of conversation in our high school, not because we were trying to cover it up, but because it never happened. We didn't have – there weren't weekly parties of that. We would have heard about it from our headmistress, who would have just talked about it every single week when we had a lecture, or, you know, she would have said, girls, be careful, blah, blah, blah. It just never happened. It wasn't – we loved our school. We loved our innocence, and so did the young men who attended their high schools. So – that's just something I want to put out there, because this is destroying our Catholic community, our Catholic school community, and of giving other people the impression that there was some kind of animal house atmosphere when it wasn't at all.
Wow. Just to stand, Jeannie, not interrupt you, but Joe Manchin has voted yes. He has voted yes. Now, this does not guarantee anything tomorrow, but it is now going to advance. Cloture advances. That is 51 votes without Mike Pence and without Senator Murkowski. So in is Collins for now. In is Manchin for now. Tomorrow will be the final vote. There'll be all types of pressure on everybody, but mainly on those. And I got to give Joe Manchin so much credit. He's here to represent West Virginia. West Virginia wants Kavanaugh. He went back there twice to look at everything. He could not find a reason. When he told us yesterday, not us, but when he told the cameras yesterday, actually, Dill told Chad, I am going to focus on his life between 22 and today. Interesting. We're going to take a short time out and come back with the final tallies. Perhaps Flake is in. Collins is in. Manchin is in. Murkowski is out. There's enough to get through.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Have you ever looked at your credit card statement and been shocked by the interest rate? Did you know you can actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with auto pay, lower than average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream plants a tree, by the way, with every loan they fund. I feel
feel great recommending to my friends and my family because it's Lightstream. My listeners can also get a special discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get the discount is go to Lightstream.com/Kilmeade. That's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-6934 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-6934. Again, that's 800-318-6934.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Senators voting in the affirmative. Collins, Flake, Mr. Manchin, aye.
So there you go. Really exciting stuff. I mean, we don't know the future of Brett Kavanaugh, but now we know that his candidacy lives another day. 30 hours of debate are about to ensue, and they're going to cut off then. That's what they voted for. They voted to... They voted for Coicher, and that means they have 30 hours, limited 30 hours of debate, which means tomorrow's vote, Saturday's vote, would be in the afternoon. You can hear Wolf Blitzer in the background. I apologize for that. Just trying to follow everything at once. So tomorrow, let me see, what is 30 hours? So 24 hours is around 11 o'clock. So it would be 11 o'clock, and then you add, so it's going to be tomorrow evening, we're going to get a final vote on Brett Kavanaugh. So before you go to dinner,
Before you watch the Yankee game and Boston Red Sox game, you'll have this activity, which is more significant, believe me, than any sporting event, even your own. And we're going to find out if those votes hold just because they voted for this. It doesn't mean they're going to vote tomorrow to pass him through. In fact, Senator Collins is going to let us know at 3 p.m. Eastern time if she is going to vote for Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court. She only votes to advance his candidacy. Mike, listen on FM News Talk 97.1 in St. Louis. Mike, what do you think about these events? Hey, Mike, you're on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. Now I got it. What do you think? It looks like he's going to get through.
I think that the Republican voters need to hold senators like Murkowski responsible for this and to quit playing patsies and fools to this ridiculous show that the Democrats are putting on. We just can't tolerate that anymore. They're supposed to be representing the Republican voters and the needs of the Republicans and the whole country. But they need to know that they're in the U.S. Senate. They're not in a soap opera. They need to go with due process and presumption of innocence. That constitutional principle is not limited just to courts of law. It is a universal principle.
Listen, I hear you. We went to the edge of the cliff with this. Hopefully we looked down and said, I'm afraid of falling next time. If there's a Democrat in the White House and a Democrat Senate, if the Republicans were personally tarring somebody about their high school record, if the sexual assault is serious, but now we're talking about class members at Yale and high school talking about how he drank too much, when we start talking about that, I think that's a problem. When you start talking about a candidate as a 20-year-old standing around a punch bowl and then just accusing him of spiking it because he held a solo cup, I think that's a problem. I think that when you talk about gang raping women and accuse Brett Kavanaugh of doing it but not really seeing him doing that, that's a problem. And if Republicans were doing that and you listen to this show, and I hope you still do, I'd be just as angry. But this thing has gotten way out of control. So it advances to the final four vote. And I don't know what Senator Murkowski was thinking. I don't know how she feels good about herself, but right now it's 51-49. It advances. We'll see if Steve Daines has to come back right after his daughter's wedding on Saturday, see if he's needed. Phil, listening on in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Phil.
I just think that these senators are grandstanding. These are no-name senators that are seeing their name in lights, and they just want it to go on as long as they possibly can.
I don't know. A lot of people agree with you, Phil. I don't, because of the level of anger. Because Senator Collins can't go anywhere, can't go out to eat, can't leave her office. I mean, there's people just huddling around. There's people screaming. There's celebrities standing. There's 300 arrests on Capitol Hill. And if you see Collins, it's like seeing Paul McCartney in the 1960s. If you see Murkowski and Manchin, and I look at how angry Manchin was, he was just trying to walk through down a path, and people are screaming at him, how are you going to vote? A woman is yelling at him. Let's listen to Joe Manchin get yelled at. If you think they want their time, and I don't know how enjoyable this is, cut 40.
As a survivor, I don't understand how you can't look me in the eye. Why are you going to vote yes on this? How can you tell me how you're going to vote? How are you not listening to us as a survivor?
I am listening to you.
Are you? You're going to get in this elevator? How are you going to vote? Tell me.
Yo, folks, step back.
That's not fun. You know, in my mind, I don't think that is the type of thing that's fun. And now you're ridiculing the FBI investigation, which to me makes no sense. Terry Church, was on yesterday. He was on late last night. And you know him. He helped get the Unabomber, very well respected in the FBI as an investigator. He was former FBI assistant director. He said this about the investigation as they talked to 9 separate people and supplied voluminous paperwork. And they also provided information they got from the tip line. Cut 33.
When somebody sits down and talks to 2 FBI agents in person, you can bet the story is going to be vastly different, than all the rumors that you're hearing from people who all have agendas. And one final point, the FBI released its information. It's there for all the senators to review. The facts are the facts. They got what is out there to get. They brought it together. And unless there is anything else, this is what we have.
So that's what they have. And I just find it not so much to insult or praise the FBI. They did exactly what they did for Justice Thomas. They do exactly what they did on background checks. It's the seventh background check. People come forward, you redo it. So they redid the background check. And they rebid the background check. They talked to nine people. They talked about the Ramirez allegation, and they talked about the Ford allegation, at which time they set up Mike Judge, Leland Kaiser, P.J. Smith, Tim Gaudette, Chris Garrett. All these people were put at the scene of the party. None have any recollection of this woman. Debbie Ramirez comes out in the New Yorker magazine, says, as a freshman, I got really drunk, and Brett Kavanaugh was drunk, and he exposed himself. He couldn't supply any firsthand eyewitnesses. Now, two of the three alleged eyewitnesses were interviewed by the FBI. Evidently, there was 10 or 20 all of a sudden that Ronan Farrow couldn't get. Hey, go to BrianKilmeade.com. Order Kilmeade Condensed. It recaps every show like this one. It's official. At least cloture is confirmed. 51-49. Tomorrow, Brett Kavanaugh has one more vote. It'll happen tomorrow, tomorrow evening, after 30 hours of debate. If they use all 30, and I imagine they will. And we'll find out if we have a new Supreme Court justice. Exhale, everyone, for now. Have you ever looked at your credit card statement and been shocked by the interest rate? Did you know you can actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with auto pay, lower than average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream plants a tree, by the way, with every loan they fund. I feel great recommending to my friends and my family because it's LightStream. My listeners can also get a special discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get the discount is go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. That's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.